Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Husband.
Doug Ling, whose daughter Laura and Yuna Lee were released after former President Bill Clinton flew to Pyongyang and met yesterday with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-il. Mr. Clinton and the reporters are on a plane due to arrive in Southern California shortly. And CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
Everything's in place here at the Burbank Airport for the arrival of the two released journalists and former President Clinton. The plane is expected to land here in around a half hour. Now, we expect members of Yuna Lee and Laura Ling's family to be here at the airport. Both women live here in the Los Angeles area, and it's likely to be a very emotional reunion.
Apart from the release of the women, what was won or lost? New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, a former ambassador to the UN, tells CBS News both sides gained.
Kim Jong-il gets a lot of juice out of this because of the stature of President Clinton, but we get the two women back, and there's a lessening of tensions.
But John Bolton, a UN ambassador under former President George W. Bush, says it was a strategic mistake.
You have to look at the entire cost-benefit ratio. The longer-term consequences of rewarding bad behavior, in effect legitimizing Kim Jong-il.
Police in suburban Pittsburgh aren't saying why a gunman walked into a gym during an aerobics class and opened up with two handguns, killing three women and wounding nine others before shooting himself. Allegheny County Police Superintendent Charles Moffitt says the shooter was very methodical.
He did not say anything. He walked right to the room where the shootings occurred as if he knew exactly where he was going, and pulled the guns out and started shooting.
As I was running out, I was thinking, well, I should probably get out of here. I don't think I've ever run faster in my life.
Jordan Solomon was in the room.
I saw him shoot at most of the people that were in the front first. I noticed that. And when we were back at LA Fitness for interviews, I noticed that the people that were in the back of the room were the ones that were there with me.
CBS station KDKA quotes a source close to the investigation who's identified the shooter as George Sodini. Why did he do it? Well, this eyewitness says it could have been a lover's quarrel.
One told me, he's going to kill me, he's going to kill me. It's my ex-boyfriend, he's going to kill me.
The woman was shot, but it's not clear if she was among the dead or wounded. Police say two of the wounded are in critical condition. Employers swept tens of thousands of jobs from the books last month, says John Challenger of the outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
Planned job cuts jumped 31% in July to over 97,000.
It's the first increase, says Challenger, since January, but the total was lower than July of last year. How serious has pressure from the economic downturn been? Serious enough, says CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato, that it's prompted a growing number of Americans to turn to suicide crisis centers.
The recession may be turning around, but it's still stressing Americans. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline handled over 57,000 crisis calls last month.
The highest number that had ever passed through the lifeline.
Up to 30% of them specifically linked to economic distress, says Dr. Richard McCann of the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. It's providing more than $1 million in emergency funding, although that'll only help 20 of the 140 crisis centers struggling with their own money issues.
We would love to be able to provide more assistance, but this is at least an important starting point.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Here's one for the book.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Xcel Energy is pulling the plug on a plan to charge solar power users.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining. Once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Ladies and gentlemen, Harry Potter has been defeated. Disney's new G-Force movie has snatched the number one spot from Potter thanks to opening weekend box office sales of around $32.2 million. The movie mixes live action with animation and features the voice of stars including Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. The Half-Blood Prince came in second with earnings of around $30 million.
Learn to recognize when you're frustrated and protect your child. For more tips, visit calmacryingbaby.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Oh, my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Mission accomplished. President Clinton flying home from North Korea with two American journalists. Congratulations, Mr. President. Job well done, and good morning, everybody. Great to see you today on this Wednesday, August 5. It is the Bill Press Show. We are coming to you live from our little radio factory right here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where a lot of action taking place here also yesterday. And it's good to see you today. Come on and join us. Give us a call. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. And check out the website today for lots of goodies. At BillPressShow.com, under White House Report, the photos of yesterday's big birthday party down at the White House. There was so much going on at the White House yesterday. Some people wishing the president a happy birthday from a little celebration outside the gate to the West Wing, and then the Democratic senators, the leadership of the Democrats, coming out speaking to reporters after they had lunch with the president, and then the president himself walking into the briefing room, a big surprise, and handing a birthday cake to Helen Thomas. It was her birthday as well yesterday. He was 48. She was 89. we got photos of all of them up under Bill Press at BillPressShow.com under White House Report and under today's links on the website. Some of us in the media were asked by Politico to join in a little birthday salute to the president, and so Bob Schieffer and Mike McCurry and myself and a few others, and you can find that under today's links. The only time you'll see me sing on camera.
Oh, wow. Oh, come on. You're an excellent singer.
And in studio, stop it, in okay. Studio with us, our good buddy Will Durst. Hey, Will, how
hey,
you doing?
Hey, Bill Press, how you doing?
All the way from the left coast, good to see you.
Yes, last night, got in here.
Oh, my God,
and it was
right?
What was our high yesterday in San Francisco? I think 53 degrees.
Maybe, and here was 115.
Yeah,
I
my
think.
God.
I'm sorry.
This place was built out of swamp. Did anybody check it out during the summer before they chose it as a... we got this great property. It's out of the river. Nice hill for your fancy building. You know.
Let me say, if you would ask me, should I come to Washington, D.C. in August, I would have said, no. But yeah, anybody with any sense gets out of town.
Well, apparently.
Yeah.
That's why they release the hardened criminals back into their home communities and call it reset.
That also answers your question of why we're wearing nothing but tank tops and a smile.
Yeah.
It's so hot outside. Really, why put on pants?
Thank God for the sun. Glasses.
Good to see you. You're in town. You have a big show coming up at the Improv. Huh?
I'm doing my little one-man show this week, Friday and Saturday, next week, Friday and Saturday. It's called The Lieutenant Governor from the State of Confusion, which pretty much is all of us, because no one wants to be governor, you know.
Let me tell you, that's a good summing up of California these days, isn't it? A state of confusion?
Yeah, well, finally we have a budget. That's the good news. The bad news is some of us are going to have to be let go.
Yeah.
Nevada's lovely this time of year. Not as lovely as D.C.
They're paying. I heard they were paying IOUs with IOUs in California.
No, they're giving you your furlough notice on an IOU. Yeah.
So your IOUs with an FU.
Ooh. Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning, of course, Team Press
Bill.
Here. Will, I mentioned that the president surprised us all by walking into the briefing room yesterday with a cupcake. Salute to Helen Thomas. And then right away, you can't please the media these. So right away, here's Kira Phillips on CNN, right?
Now, how is she going to, cover the president objectively here when he came out, sat next door, gave her a smooch, cupcakes? Helen Thomas there celebrating her 89th birthday.
Yeah. Oh, how can Helen Thomas now be objective? She's 89 years old. They think she's going to change.
She doesn't give a rat's butt.
You're right.
She'll raise her hand and ask the hard question if she has to.
Well, she doesn't even raise her hand. She just shouts them out. She doesn't have to raise her hand. She's 89.
A lot of times he calls on her first to get it out of the way.
Yeah. So Kira Set makes this dumbass remark, right? And following, Christian Amanpour is along to talk about President Clinton and his mission to North Korea. But she starts out by saying, basically, Kira, you ignorant, you know what?
I'm going to make a comment on what you said. You said, I wonder if she can cover him objectively after that. And I'm going to refer you all the way back to the Nixon administration when he came out in the press room and congratulated her on being named the first female dean of the White House press corps. And she didn't... She had no problem continuing to be highly objective and responded respectfully by asking him a very tough question on the ongoing Watergate affair. So I think Helen Thomas has definitely earned her stripes in the credibility department, Kira.
Amen, Christian. That's great.
Amen, Christian.
Yeah. She basically says, thank you for making me look like an idiot.
And Christian could have shown off knowing all that knowledge from back in 1974, whatever it was.
She's hanging sisterhood with Helen Thomas there, yeah. So Will Durst with us for the entire hour. Your calls at 866-55-PRESS. You can ask Will anything. And Joe Cirincione. From the Plowshares Fund, our foreign policy guru, will be joining us a little bit later in the hour. We've got lots to talk about, but first, Dan's got the really big headlines.
Other headlines making news. Tiger Woods may have won last weekend's Buick Open, but the real hoopla is about who broke wind. A camera.
Oh, I saw that.
A camera was focused on Woods and his caddy on the 18th hole on Sunday when the microphone picked up a very obvious passing of gas. CBS has gone so far as to release a statement denying the alleged flatulence came from Tiger and is demanding now YouTube clips of the incident be taken down because of copyright laws.
That's right. We know that Tiger is perfect. Tiger does not fart.
I think the title was actually Poot and Putt.
Is that?
I think so. I think on YouTube. That's what it was.
There's no need to worry.
I'll tell you, there's nothing like a good fart to get your drive off.
You know, Bill! Remember this down in Myrtle Beach?
It gives me an extra 30 yards.
There's no need to worry that Joe Jackson will have a role in raising his son Michael's three children.
Oh, I hope not.
Joe lives in Las Vegas, wrote a two-page declaration that was handed to the court Monday that states he will not have direct input in raising the kids. He supports his wife, Catherine, having full custody.
Yeah, after he says... Didn't he say he wrote in a book or somewhere? I mean, he says that he beat his kids. That was...
Yeah. Michael always said that he was beaten. I mean, honestly, that's a miracle that they're keeping him away from Joe Jackson.
They won't.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's a good thing.
And can't find this at your local hardware store. After months of circling the earth, that $100,000 tool bag lost by a spacewalking astronaut has finally plunged into the atmosphere and burned up. A former NASA astronaut lost the bag back in November while working on the solar array of the International Space Station. Had grease guns in it, trash bags, and a scraper weighed about 30 pounds.
This reminds me of one of my favorite MSNBC anchors talking about when they were working on the space station.
Peter Seller and Mike Fossum have been on a spacewalk now for a little more than 6 hours. Their spacewalk sounds a little bit more like a day in my dad's garage with, they're out there drinking coffee, they're experimenting with some black goopy cock.
Excuse me?
Just like that. Cock? Just like that out in the garage.
Yeah. Black goopy cock?
Yes, yes.
Yeah,
moving right along.
Like a cock gun?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, all right, 50, is it me? I come in here and I drive you guys? Is that
this
it?
This show is out of control. Let's try to get it back here. 15 minutes after the hour now, it is the Bill Britt Show. All right. Well, I got to tell you, for a stand-up comic, It must be hard to say who gives you more material these days, Republicans or Democrats. I mean, Mark Sanford, that's a gift from heaven. Right?
Well, you know what the great thing is? When I come to D.C., everybody understands who I'm talking about. Like, I talk about Spitzer. Everybody knows across the country.
Yep.
Right. And then, but then I talk about Ensign and Sanford, that the Republicans have to be so relieved that they were caught with women. they must be down on their knees. Well, dodge another bullet.
God, right, yeah.
And I can use the shortcuts here. I can say Ensign and Stanford. I don't have to say Nevada Senator John Ensign. And that's why I love working this town. But
the material is rich.
It just keeps coming. It's rip and read. And the Democrats are so excited about, having 60 seats. Oh, we're filibuster-proof. No, you're Democrats. We can't get you to agree on anything. It's like trying to nail Jell-O to a tree.
Unfortunately, true. Now, I have a suggestion for you. Not far from here, maybe when you leave the studio today, we call it the Christian Love Nest. It's the house.
Oh, the Fellowship House.
Yes, right down on C Street, right down by the Capitol.
Oh,
here.
No kidding.
We have photos on our way. I walked down there a couple of weekends ago.
Doonesbury's talking about it this week.
Yes. Yeah. He's calling it the House of the Fallen Sons. But it's where Sanford lived, where Ensign lived with his girlfriend, or Mike Pickering lived with his girlfriend, I guess.
Yeah, how do you get to do that in a Fellowship House?
Pray.
I prayed with a...
Yes, exactly.
Fallen women before.
Peter has the best line about the Fellowship House.
In D.C., they call it the Prayer House. It got that name because when you walk by at night, you hear all the people in there praying. Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, Jesus, God! Oh.
Come to me, Jesus! Well, I think the Republicans are, and this is just as a comic, a free floater, out on the left coast, we're literally left of Fidel, but I think the Republicans are in trouble because they're just seen these days as the party of no. Doesn't matter what. Well, what about health care? No. Well, we think it would be better. No. This would be good for the entire. No.
No.
Let's kill all the Democrats. No. Oh,
no.
Damn it. I missed that one.
Yeah. Or here's the one that I really don't understand. Cash for clunkers, right? No. You give a guy working stiff $4,500 to turn in the clunker and get a new car.
A car. They're buying cars.
Right. And they're against it. You know why? I mean, I don't think they think it through.
I don't understand.
It's got Obama's name on it. They're against it. And
but you got these crazy people showing up.
Who do they represent, right? If they're against people who buy cars. They're against Americans who buy cars. Who do they represent?
They're against the rebuilding of Detroit. They're against,
No, I don't get the strategy for it at
all. You see all these candidate forums, now that Congress is back and going to a shopping mall and suddenly, let's go there and we got our signs and we'll just scream at them about health care.
Teabaggers.
And they don't even understand what the term teabagger means.
No. All right, let's not go there.
Yeah, talk about ARG. But, so I think it's bad for the Republicans. I mean, by 2012, they might be a small enough party that you'd be able to drown them in Grover Norquist's bathtub.
Do you think that from what you see from 3,000 miles away, that there'll be any health care reform legislation? Do you think they'll be able to get it done this year?
I'm worried about it. Health care, it's so easy to scare people. All you got to do is, we're afraid of our own doctors. And now you're talking about strangers or even more unknowns happening in the world, and it, unfortunately, it's the people who have health care who don't want it messed with, and they vote. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to raise the specter of an operating room with all the compassion and efficiency of the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Yeah.
And then you get Virginia Fox from North Carolina say, "Oh, they're going to kill the elderly." What?
Yeah.
And the elderly believe this because, you know, they know that the world is stacked against
you. Know
them.
What it reminds me of, being a fellow Californian, the initiative campaigns in California, how easy it is, it's much easier to oppose something, much easier to kill something than it is to get something done. And the same to me with this health care reform bill. You put out these lies, like that woman that called Obama when he was at the town hall meeting and said, "I hear that if they pass this, somebody from the government's going to come and tell me how to die, how I'm going to die." They actually believe that stuff, you know?
Well, it's
pretty scary.
Well, you're right. The California initiative and proposition process is out of control. It's legislation through mob rule. You know, I don't want taxes. Yeah, we don't want taxes. And I don't like that rain thing either. Let's get rid of that. Yeah, no rain, you know.
Healthcare, Republicans, Democrats, scary. You name it, Will Durst is on top of it all. Again, he'll be at, if you're in the Washington area, he'll be at the Improv this Friday and Saturday.
Right. Show Friday, two show Saturday, dcimprov.com or willdurst.com. You know, that's
all
easy.
Right. And we'll be right back here on the Bill Press Show with your calls at 866-55-PRESS.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
Men and women, if you've got 10 to 30 pounds or more to lose, please listen carefully. Guys, many of us tend to overeat. We eat too much red meat, fast foods, and processed foods. This keeps the belly flabby and keeps our bodies overweight. Ladies, have you ever said, "I feel fat today," or do you have this bloated feeling? And how many of you have been trying to lose the same 10 to 20 pounds for years? There's a healthy and faster way to lose weight than any diet pill. It's called EverCleanse, a clinically proven weight loss and detox formula that helps you lose weight and get rid of the 5 to 25 pounds of waste that some experts say is trapped to the colon walls like spackle or paste. 2 weeks of EverCleanse may be equal to months of dieting. It's simple, too. Natural, tasteless crystals that dissolve in any food or beverage. EverCleanse will flatten out your midsection, reduce love handles, and bellies and bloating have been disappearing in just days. You see, EverCleanse gets rid of the weight you can't take off by exercising or starving yourself on a diet. And it's not something you have to take for the rest of your life. Call now to receive a very special offer.
Call 800-592-5157. Ask about a free supply. 800-592-5157. That's 800-592-5157.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Pretty good start to our Thursday morning commute. Just the heavy jams on southbound I-25. It's on the north end, 100.
Ladies and gentlemen,
presenting the one, the only,
entertaining, 30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmys. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
Showbiz.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities have been chosen as the first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Load. Are you getting pop-ups? How about spam? Well, if you're experiencing any of these symptoms, your computer and your privacy, because these are the telltale signs of a virus. It'll only get worse until you act. Get a free diagnosis at mycleanpc.com and optimize your PC.
I got the free diagnosis, and now my computer is lightning fast.
My computer never crashes anymore.
Talk about optimization. My computer isn't even this fast at work.
MyCleanPC.com will remove spyware, viruses, and virus-infected emails, all while optimizing your PC performance. It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to think outside the box. Or as they say at Creekside Tree Nursery, it's time to think outside the row. That's right, the trees at Creekside Tree Nursery are so plentiful, they've started making their own rows. Creekside Tree Nursery is overstocked, and right now you can buy the second one free when you mention this ad. From maples to cottonwoods, the trees must go. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at Creekside. Some exclusions apply.
Not as good for stand-up comics as George Bush was.
Oh, my living God. No. Yeah. No. I mean, tell jokes about him. It was hard to see him. I mean, the halo was still too bright. You know? Bush was pure gold. In my little show, you know, I talk about being a stand-up comic and being a political comic. And the hard part for me is not coming up with a new material. You know, my hard part for me is kicking my babies out of the nest. You know, you finally get good at a bit, you get to retire. Like my William Howard Taft material just doesn't have the same bite anymore. You know, but all these guys like Jon Stewart and Bill Maher, you know, they all have 15 writers. Right. You know, they're kind of like the Walmarts of comedy, and I think some of that stuff is outsourced. You know, whereas me, I'm like a little boutique in Soho. I hand stitch every joke. So Bush was tough to get.
I barely speak English.
Yeah, he can't. My favorite was when that lady from the New York Magazine wrote that article and implied that he was dyslexic. Yeah. And he said, that lady said that, I never interviewed her.
Hey, let's say hello to Randall up in Buffalo, New York. Hi, Randall.
Hey, Bill. It's finally, it's glad to finally talk to you. Listen, Buffalo, New York, you know, the whole Western New York has a very strained economy for many, many years.
Yes.
And we have three major health insurance companies, Univera, Independent Health, and then Community Blue, which is a Blue Cross. They've been raising their rates like mad dogs, all of them, the same basic, you know, 30-31% for the last several years. 4 years ago, my little nonprofit agency says, hey, if you stay with us here at Univera for 3 years, you know, we'll undercut the others. Okay, the first year they did that. The second year, 34% increase.
Jeez.
2 years ago, 29% increase. And then this year, they had the audacity to say, oh, you know, we're changing our actuarial tables, and they literally forced us to stay with them.
Wow. You know what, but see, hey, Randall, we're running short on time here, but, Will, this is a problem with the status quo. And the Republicans, that's all they offer. They don't have a plan of their own. It's a status quo.
Well, they keep saying, you know, let's do a bipartisan plan. You know, you had, since 1994, when you had the majority in Congress, we never heard a whiff about health care.
No, exactly. And as Obama says, you know, look, the number one thing is cutting cost, right? And if you leave these guys in charge, the cost, as Randall just pointed out, are going to go up every year. 39, 29, whatever, 40% higher.
70%.
All right. Joe Cirincione coming up, joining us. When we come back.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Losing your hair is bad news. Denial doesn't help. I'm Brian Reichenberg with exciting news. If you've been waiting for science to create a miracle, our lab in Italy has just released Kevis 8. This is the world's first topically applied enzyme complex that targets DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss. For years, thousands have received amazing results with Kevis, and now it's even better. Clinically tested, Kevis 8 promotes healthy hair growth for both men and women. Kevis can be used in conjunction with other products and treatments. Kevis, that's K-E-V-I-S. In celebration of our new 8th generation release, first 200 callers will receive 50% off plus an additional 30 days free. Call now, 888-604-HAIR. 888-604-HAIR. Call 888-604-HAIR. That's 888-604-HAIR.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Traffic really picking up in Aurora now, southbound side mostly. First Colfax to Alameda, again from Yosemite down to the I-25 interchange. And our heaviest jams right now, speeds in the 30s, southbound I-25, up in Thornton, 104th to 84th. Again, heavy near downtown after Park Ave. And things getting busy in Commerce City, westbound 76 at 74th Avenue. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start, then a few clouds this afternoon. Going to be hot, though, with high near 95. Isolated thunderstorms also a possibility right now downtown, checking in at 67 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best and have the right tools for any job. During the month of August, take advantage of some great service specials and help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. Toyota, the smart choice.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
It's time to shop the Authority. This week at Sports Authority, all running shoes are on sale, with prices starting as low as $39.99 on Nike and ASICS. Plus, choose from a huge selection of brands like Under Armour, Adidas, New Balance, Saucony, and more. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week while all running shoes are on sale. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Support our veterans and enjoy a day of golf at the Rocky Mountain Veterans Golf Classic. It's August 31st at the prestigious Hiwan Golf Club in Evergreen. Proceeds benefit the 2010 National Veterans Wheelchair Games. Register now at am760.net.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. am760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, so Will Durst, when you've been here a few times more often, you know, if you come here often enough, like Joe Sirianni, you have your own theme song.
There's no Will. I guess there's, yeah. You're lucky with a name like Joe. I mean, I don't know, there's so many songs that you can do.
Joe Sirianni, head of the Plowshares Fund, our own foreign policy guru for the Bill Press Show. Hey, Joe, thanks for joining us. Good morning.
My pleasure,
Bill. And say hello to Will Durst here.
Hello, Will. I see you're going to be in town for most of the month. I'm hoping to catch your act at the Improv.
Oh, please wander down, man. We'll mock and scoff and taunt.
We'll work on a theme song. See what you can come up with.
All right. So, Joe, I got to ask you. So, Bill Clinton goes off to North Korea. He has a couple of perfunctory meetings. He meets with these journalists who've been sentenced to 12 years hard labor and bogus charges.
and he negotiates their release and brings them home. And John Bolton says he's negotiating with terrorists. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, well, you know, John Bolton has never let repeated failure or inconvenient facts get in the way of a good rant.
Yeah.
His policy was tried out during the Bush years and was nearly a complete failure. You remember, Bill Clinton had a successful diplomatic process going on with North Korea. They had frozen the bomb-making program.
That's right.
They had stopped the missile tests. There were a few details away from concluding a deal. He handed it off to the incoming Bush administration in 2001. Secretary of State Colin Powell was all for it, but Bush had different ideas. He froze the diplomatic program, put it under review for 18 months. By then, the Bush doctrine was in place, and Bolton and Cheney and Rumsfeld and others were saying, we don't negotiate with evil, we defeat it. So they tried for 8 years to coerce North Korea into collapse or compliance. It backfired. They expanded their nuclear program, exploded nuclear weapons, tested new missiles. They made more progress in those 8 years than they had in the entire Reagan, George, H.W. Bush, and Clinton administration combined. So now he's just carping from failure and the sidelines.
Well, the other thing that I ask is, so what's the alternative? They would just prefer to leave the two journalists there for 12 years and do nothing?
Yeah. Right. That's exactly right. During the last 8 months, you know, the Obama administration, whether by design or by policy drift, has largely ignored North Korea. And during that time, the situation has not improved. The journalists weren't freed. They made more missile tests. But they did succeed in getting China and Russia and other countries to join in new sanctions, further isolating North Korea.
Right.
North Korea's behavior moderated. They've been pretty quiet for the last couple of months. So now was the time for this power play. Now to bring in this, you know, surprise player from stage left, bring in Bill Clinton on to reward good behavior, to show them what diplomacy and negotiations look like, what the rewards they can get if they act properly, in this case, releasing these two unjustly jailed journalists.
Joe, what did we give up for this? What is Bolton complaining about? Just the fact that we recognize that great shot in the paper today of Bill Clinton sitting there severely next to Kim Jong-il? Is that it? We just gave up? We gave him status?
A photo op?
It's Bill Clinton, for crumb's sake. You know, I mean, he wants someone to rescue male hostages. He's saying, Carter, you want someone to rescue female hostages? You bring Bill Clinton in.
That's a very good point. This cost us almost nothing, fuel for a plane.
Yeah.
It's not even clear that we paid for this, to do this. There's almost no cost to the United States, and yet we get benefits like this. And I think this is about more than just the two journalists, although the administration is denying there's any link to the nuclear program. North Korea clearly sees it. They met Bill Clinton at the tarmac in Pyongyang with the nuclear negotiators. So from the minute Clinton gets off the plane, the North Koreans are recognizing this link, and it's inconceivable that Bill Clinton didn't talk about this and other broader strategic issues during his visit.
Now, let me ask you something else, Joe, that's inconceivable to me. I mean, I understand why this stuff happens, but, you know, I was at the White House yesterday at the briefing, and Robert Gibbs just absolutely denied that there was any link between President Obama and President Clinton, that they had, that President Clinton carried no message from President Obama, that he had not talked to President Obama about this mission, that it was totally a private mission. Wink, wink, I would say. Right, Joe?
Well, that is what I would call diplomatic fiction. What you
okay.
call lie.
It's hard to believe.
It's just not true. And, now, it provides...
You don't want it to be true, by the way, right?
You don't want it. It provides the administration with, you know,
you
plausible
want...
deniability in case something goes wrong. And it you know, sort of downplays the any official involvement, any import, so that you're not appearing to be giving Kim Jong-il too much. But of course they coordinated this. I was involved in private discussions months ago on lessons learned from North Korea, what works, what doesn't, as the administration was trying to figure out their policy. And one of the things suggested at a dinner I was at was sending a high-level envoy. And all the former officials there from the Bush administration and the Clinton administration, you know, thought that that was an idea that would work. We talked about Bill Richardson, Al Gore. Nobody at that time mentioned Bill Clinton, but I understand this came up directly in talks between the Obama administration and the North Koreans, quiet private talks that have been going on behind the scenes for the last couple of months. And they suggested Bill Clinton, and the administration agreed. So it's just not true.
Didn't Jimmy Carter kind of tick off Clinton during the second term by going over and try to rescue some hostages?
Well, it was 1994. We were on the brink of war. This is a very serious situation. They had restarted their plutonium program that they had begun under the Reagan years. They had produced enough material for two bombs, then paused it, and now we're going to restart it. And the Clinton White House was debating bombing that facility, but Jimmy Carter shows up in Pyongyang and strikes a deal. The Clinton administration was not pleased with this trip, but it ended up very well. We got a good deal at the time, froze the program for almost 8 years.
Joe Cirincione, head of the Plowshares Fund, is our guest. Plowshares.org is the website, and for the uninitiated, like Will Durst, I always explain that Plowshares is spelled the British way, P-L-O-U-G-H, shares.org. So, Joe, there's another Clinton out there. She happens to be Secretary of State. She is in Africa at the time. Obviously, she played a role in this as well. What do you see her mission to Africa? The president was just there. What's on the agenda?
Well, you know, Africa is one of those areas that traditionally is up near the bottom of the list of diplomatic.
Always has been.
But it has, you know, serious problems, both for the people of Africa, famine, drought, wars such as are still waging in Sudan. But it also presents national security threats for us. Somalia is still an unstable country that houses Al-Qaeda-linked terrorist groups.
And pirates!
And as you know, Bill, pirates.
Them that dies is the lucky ones.
And it has strong allies for us, or friends, I guess, South Africa, which mm-hmm. plays a big role in international diplomatic efforts, particularly on these nuclear issues, as a country that built and then dismantled 6 nuclear bombs. And, of course, Northern Africa includes allies such as Egypt and Morocco and Tunisia, and new friendly countries, Libya, which had a nuclear program and gave it up.
Right.
So it's a continent that has a wide variety of diplomatic and humanitarian concerns, and I applaud Secretary of State Clinton for taking 11 days to go there.
Yeah, she's going to be there 11 days, you know. It also shows that the United States foreign policy is not just the Middle East, right? Or it's not just Iraq, Afghanistan. Maybe that's an effort on the part of this administration to say we have other global interests. Maybe someday they'll also be interested in Latin America.
You know? Well, that's right. If we're a powerful country, we can do more than one or two issues at a time.
Yeah,
but not three.
Don't ask for too much here.
Yeah.
By the way, we just saw Joe announced on the news the medias are all assembled there in Burbank, California, where President Clinton's plane is scheduled to land
imminently.
Just eight minutes from now.
I was on the Charlie Rose show last night, and Charlie Rose asked me what's going to happen next. And I said, well, there's going to be a press stampede at Los Angeles International Airport. This is irresistible. Bill Clinton landing with two freed, jailed journalists. What other story is going to top this today or even the next day? It's
Hey,
leave it to Bill Clinton, man, to come back with a bang.
Yeah. Wait a minute. And President Obama is having a town hall meeting on health care at Elkhart, Indiana.
Yeah.
You know what? There ought to be a rain delay, don't you think?
Yeah. This is very good. I mean, for me personally on this show, you know, I've been a believer that we can solve these pressing proliferation problems through a diplomatic process. And Bill Clinton has just jump-started this process. He's showing us what diplomacy looks
this
like.
This proves it. And again, I think we have to tie it. It is done, certainly done with the blessing of the Obama administration. You know, they were big enough to say, yes, sure, Bill, you're the one who can do this. You get to go. So a win-win all the way around, I believe.
I agree.
Hey, Joe, always good to have you with us, man. Thank
My
you so
pleasure,
much for joining
Joe.
Us. All
Thank
right.
You.
The Plowshares Fund, plowshares.org, is the website. We'll be back with more Will Durst, if you can see.
Every time I turn to do a press show, I get pumped up.
You're listening to the official morning show of the Obama generation.
Well, I don't need coffee. I throw the coffee out the window.
This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
It's the medicine your mom gave you as a kid. The medicine you trusted when you were pregnant. And for many, it's what you rely on to ease arthritis pain. Tylenol has been trusted for over 50 years. And while store brands make pills that look just like Tylenol, it's important to know they're not made by Tylenol. The only way to get the brand you've trusted your whole life, the brand doctors recommend most, is to buy the brand doctors recommend most. Feel better. Tylenol. Use only as directed.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment, and the 69,000 Americans of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Accident free around Denver and Boulder at the moment. Traffic is starting to gain for us, but still pretty decent as you're getting out on the highways. Southbound 225, busy in a couple different spots. Colfax to Alameda, again, from around the spillway down to 25. Our heaviest jams, though, right now, southbound I-25, no surprise, 104th to 84th. Again, heavy after 58th Avenue, but speed still in the 40s and 50s. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Could be our hottest day of the summer with highs reaching the mid-90s. Right now, 65 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it, because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner, but take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's...
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
"Let's go, life! Let's go!"
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Any minute to see the parachute fly out, right?
and then
slow it down. I mean, it's unbelievable. Of course, it is a big moment. Again, I have
Burbank is a commuter more than a commuter airport, but I've never landed at Burbank in anything bigger than a 727.
I love Burbank. It's so convenient.
No, man. It's so convenient.
Walk right out, pick up your rental car.
No, totally. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I commuted 8 years between Oakland and Burbank. I know that airport, but
PSA.
But what I don't get is something coming from North Korea, you would think would be big enough.
I didn't know they had
runways at LAX. That's Well, at any rate, here
Bill
they are.
Bill Clinton lands wherever Bill Clinton wants to land.
Well,
I think that's the point.
I think that is probably true.
That's a big plane.
Yeah, it's a pretty big plane. They are.
And they're all covering it live. Look at they all get different shots of the plane landing.
Every single one of the cable networks has that shot of the plane landing. It is 5:49 on the West Coast, and it's they are what 1,000 feet up, not even, I guess, right?
No,
coming down with a very successful mission to North Korea, and I think again, what gets me is the Republicans can't even say job well done.
No, they
you know what? You bring two Americans home, job well done. You think that wouldn't it be? Is it so hard to say that?
They tried out their pit bull. Their trained pit bull and
Bolton.
Yeah, have Bolton. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, everything that he says is so measured and, you know, taken for diplomatic.
This is the guy that wanted to blow up the top 10 floors
That's
of the
right.
UN building, and then George Bush turned around and said, gee, because you want to blow up the UN building, we'll make you the ambassador to the UN, which sounds like a bad joke.
You're obviously qualified.
It wasn't, exactly. And there it is, the president's plane just touching down at Burbank Airport. The families of the two American journalists are going to be there. Interesting that they were working for Al Gore's television network. You know, in fact, somebody asked me a week or so ago, whatever happened to Contact TV? And I said, you know, I don't even know it's current TV. It's that it's in business any longer because you never hear about it. Well,
no, it's still there.
Yeah. And now you do, for sure.
Yeah, and a couple more cable networks might pick it. I mean, cable whatever it is, whoever brings it. What do you? I have Comcast. What do you have?
I think Comcast here.
Yeah, Comcast. Yeah, like
we
cable
have it
providers.
On ours, yeah, on our digital, but it's way up there in the 400s.
You have to hunt for it.
Yeah.
What I can't wait to hear is the backstory of this mission because we've heard different little pieces and we don't really know yet. You know that Al Gore is the one because it's his operation that approached Bill Clinton. I've also heard that North Korean officials told members of the family, you know, the one person that we would accept and maybe be willing to negotiate with and release these women to was President Bill Clinton, and the family contacted the former president. Joe Cirincione indicated that it was the North Koreans themselves in a discussion with some lower-level Obama administration people who said, the person that we respect the most is former Bill. So it'll come out in the next couple of days.
But yeah, the whole story will come out. And it's interesting because there were stories about Kim Jong-il appearing sick. There was rumors that he had, I think, prostate cancer or something. And he looked pretty good in that picture. So this might have been a public relations move by him to prove to his people that he's still on top of things and he's in good health.
Oh, I think it clearly was. I mean, I think what they were figuring is that what they could get out of this, and you asked that question of Joe, they didn't want any more than a chance to appear on the world stage with Bill Clinton, you know, like equals. They're sitting across the table. They're sitting side by side. You know, we have stature. They recognize us, and so there we are.
Although he's about 5'4".
I know.
Yeah, so the picture is kind of weird because Clinton, even though he's sitting down, he still looms over him. You know,
all right.
Not sure what's that.
Hey, Will Durst, again, at the Improv this weekend, if you're in Washington area, come see us. We'll be back with a parting shot.
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there is powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-209-9451. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt-free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-209-9451. That's 1-800-209-9451. 1-800-209-9451.
The following is a public announcement. The Australian government has...
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 Wash Park Grill gift certificate for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Gold is prized, but the U.S. melted down millions of U.S. gold coins and relatively few remain. Now through an agreement with the Perth Mint, the 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala is being released to the American public on a first-come, first-served basis at a price of $98 each, limit 5 per caller. Again, this is a public announcement. The New York Mint is releasing to the public a limited number of 24-carat solid gold Australian gold koala coins, along with other temporary special offers. Limit 5 per caller. Listeners may call now at 1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now. 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
All right, and on this Wednesday, August 5, my parting shot for today, Ah, Democracy. It's inspiring to see democracy in action when it works. Informed citizens gathering in town meetings to discuss and debate the issues in a responsible manner. But, oh, democracy, how ugly it gets when it's manipulated and manufactured. Which is exactly what's happening with today's so-called spontaneous protest against healthcare reform. The truth is, there's nothing spontaneous about them at all. They're all staged protests paid for by Washington lobbyists trying to kill any health care reform legislation this year. And they're orchestrated by the very same people who put together those teabag parties a few months ago. In fact, Bob McGuffey, a leader of the so-called Tea Party Patriots, published on the Internet a list of upcoming congressional town hall meetings together with a memo on how to raise the most hell. Among his directions... First, spread out in the hall and try to be in the front half. 2, you need to rock the boat early. 3, the goal is to rattle him, get him off his prepared script, stand up and shout out. Quoting directly from the memo, you see clearly these demonstrations are aimed to disrupt, not to discuss or debate the issues. And I think they're so ugly and so clearly manufactured, they're going to backfire. In fact, they're such a turnoff that if I were a Republican, I would tell these people to stay home. If I were a Democrat, hell, I'd pay them to show up. That's my parting shot for today. Thanks again to Will Durst for being with us today. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Linda Douglas from the White House, and what the White House is doing is to combat the Republican lies about health care. And stay tuned. I'm going to see you just a little later from now at 9:30 Eastern on CNN, debating Barack Obama and the economy. Have a great Wednesday, folks. More Bill Press Show coming up tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
I'm Howie Mandel. Did you know attention deficit hyperactivity disorder in adults is a real and treatable medical disorder? I know because I am one of the estimated 10 million adults in the U.S. who have ADHD. The symptoms of ADHD, inattention, hyperactivity, and impulsivity make it difficult to pay attention and focus, be organized, complete tasks, and maintain relationships. I've been diagnosed with ADHD. In my life, I've often misplaced things and have found it difficult to sit down and read a script for work or even have a conversation. You know, the kind when you're actually listening without interrupting. It's never too late for adults to seek help for ADHD and find the right treatment plan. Get information at AdultADHDIsReal.com and take an ADHD self-screener. Talk to your doctor. The right treatment plan can help control your symptoms so you can stay focused and organized, get things done at home and work, and help improve relationships. Visit AdultADHDIsReal.com to learn more about adult ADHD. Don't let ADHD prevent you from achieving your goals. I haven't.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. They're home. Journalists Una Lee and Laura Ling landed at the airport in Burbank, California just a few minutes ago. Former President Clinton, who arranged their release from North Korean custody, was on the plane with them. Lee and Ling were held for 5 months after their arrest for entering North Korea illegally. They should be reunited with family members shortly. Ling's mother, Mary, can't wait.
I'm so happy. I'm so excited.
And CBS's Steve Futterman standing by live at the airport. What's the latest, Steve?
Well, Frank, as you mentioned, the plane is down. Now we are awaiting what will be an emotional return. The families of Laura Ling and Una Lee are here at the Burbank Airport. Also here, Vice President Al Gore, whose cable TV network the two women were working for when they were captured. Right now, the plane is approaching a large hangar where the news media has been assembled. This is where the two women will get off the plane. We expect lots of smiles and probably lots of tears, Frank.
In Washington, CBS News White House correspondent Peter Bayer has the latest on how the release was arranged.
Senior officials say North Korea agreed in advance that a Clinton visit would lead to the release of the journalists and that ending the standoff would not be linked to the North's nuclear program or other concerns. Officials now await a full readout from Mr. Clinton's more than 3 hours of talks with reclusive North Korean leader Kim Jong-il and other officials.
A New Mexico governor and former U.N. Ambassador Bill Richardson tells the CBS News Early Show each side got something it wanted.
The North Koreans did use the two Americans as bargaining chips, but we got something in return. We got the journalists home. We get a lessening of tension. North Korea gets more international prestige.
Police in Collier Township, Pennsylvania, just outside Pittsburgh, have learned a few things about the gunman who walked into a health club last night and fired 52 shots, killing three women and wounding nine others before taking his own life. CBS's Susan Copen has the latest from the scene.
He was a member of the gym. He did walk in with a gym bag loaded with the weapons. Police say they did find a note in that gym bag, and they believe that he had a vendetta against women.
Outplacement specialist John Challenger is out with a new snapshot of the labor market. Challenger says planned layoffs jumped by 31% in July to more than 97,000.
The job market is still very difficult. We are seeing layoffs continue, not at the heavy pace we saw at the beginning of the year, but they certainly haven't abated.
Louisville, Kentucky is drying out from a biblical downpour. Mayor Jerry Abramson says a thunderstorm moved over the city yesterday and just sat there for hours, forever, it seemed like.
I'm not sure I have seen this much damage this quickly as we have seen with 6.5 inches of rain.
Flash floods overwhelmed local streets and highways, but the police had no reports of any serious injuries. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Your car. Keeping it going means making it stop correctly, too. With the Midas Secure Stop Brake Service, we start with a brake inspection. And if you need them, we'll install brake pads or shoes for just $99.99 per axle. The Secure Stop Brake Service. Just $99.99 per axle. Midas. We're on this road together.
Additional parts and labor extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles limited time offer at participating Midas.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. As of today, it's a crime if you don't give a bike rider 3 feet of space. Representative Mike Merrifield sponsored the new law. He's been riding bike for 25 years, and he's had three close calls.
Brushed by a truck and knocked into the ditch. The truck did not stop. And twice by vehicles that came so close that the only way to avoid being hit was to go off the road.
The fine for passing a cyclist too closely is $100. Under the law, cyclists are not allowed to ride more than two abreast. If they do, it's a $15 fine. Xcel Energy is pulling the plug on a plan to charge solar power users for access to the electric grid. The company initially said the surcharge was for access to a backup power system, but canceled the idea, citing customer confusion. This summer is the second costliest in Colorado history for storm damage. The latest addition to that damage is $106 million from last week's hailstorm in Pueblo. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there's no crashes or stalls to get in your way. However, you're going to find some significant delays for southbound 225. This just after that Parker curve up towards I-25. Now speeds are going to drop into the teens and 20s in pockets. Southbound I-25 also busy downtown. Eastbound 36 starting to load up Pecos to I-25. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 94, 95 degrees. Mild in the overnight, low dropping down to 63. Currently, already 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by your local Lincoln Mercury dealer and test drive the latest in technology and luxury and learn why Lincoln, why now. Visit your local Lincoln Mercury dealers for more details.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it at Incredible.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
706 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in again for Jay Marvin here on Wednesday, August the 5th, going up into the mid to high 90s today. So it's going to be a scorcher out there. We got a great show for you coming up. We're going to be talking in this hour to the lawyer who is trying to, says he's going to sue the state of Colorado under the U.S. Constitution to try to overturn the taxpayer bill of rights. Then later on in the broadcast, we're going to have on Wired Magazine's editor in chief, Chris Anderson, who's got a controversial new book out called Free, The Future of a Radical Price. He's saying that basically we're moving into a new economic paradigm where more and more of the goods we produce will be produced for free, at least as consumers. So, and how that is changing the economy. It's a very, very controversial book, and we're lucky to have him coming on. In the meantime, let's start off with our news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Okay, we'll start with national news today. The New York Times reports that President Obama urged Democratic senators yesterday to persevere in trying to get a bipartisan deal on health care. But here's the key point. But he left open the possibility that they might have to pass a bill with only Democratic votes if Republicans stood in the way. I still don't understand this this obsession with bipartisanship. I'm not saying you should avoid bipartisanship, but I don't understand in a 60-vote Senate what the fetish is for bipartisanship. Why would you water down a health care bill looking for Republican votes when you have 60 Democratic votes to pass it? Seems to me that the fight is really inside the Democratic Party and that the Republicans are completely irrelevant. Speaking of the Senate, the Secretary of Transportation and the Senate Majority Leader both expressed confidence Tuesday that the Senate will revive the Cash for Clunkers program by voting to infuse it with another $2 billion, as the House did last week. Senate Minority Leader said the Senate would hold a vote, although he did not predict the result. Fingers crossed that the program gets renewed. Here's a weird story. Fresh Views at an agency overseeing online ads. Most of the online world is based on a simple, if unarticulated, agreement. Consumers browse websites for free, and in return they give up data, like their gender or income level, which the sites use to aim their advertisements. Now, there's a new head of the Bureau of Consumer Protection at the Federal Trade Commission, and he says it's time for that to change. In an interview, David Vladek outlined plans that could upset the online advertising ecosystem. Privacy policies, he said, have become useless, and some online tracking is Orwellian. This is the government's top consumer protection regulator, so maybe see some strengthening of privacy laws online. A trade group representing coal producers and power companies says that it indirectly hired a lobbying firm that sent fake letters to lawmakers purporting to be from nonprofit groups opposed to climate change. The group, called the American Coalition for Clean Coal Electricity, said in a statement this week that it was considering legal action against the lobbying firm. So basically a situation where the coal industry was fraudulently purporting to be something that it wasn't. And we're seeing that, by the way, on the healthcare debate as well. These corporate-sponsored, quote-unquote, grassroots protests, you know, that you've seen on TV where the protesters are disrupting congressional town hall meetings, these are financed by corporate lobbying firms like FreedomWorks. Washington Post reports that less than 10% of delinquent borrowers eligible for the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention program have received help so far. That's according to a Treasury Department estimates released this week. That's not good news. Part of that Cash for Clunkers program, a little bit of a controversy here. Four of the five top-selling cars in the government's Cash for Clunkers program are made by foreign automakers, according to data released by the Transportation Department. The trade-in program has proved so popular that the government is in danger of running out of money, but more than 80% of the vehicles turned in were for, again, foreign-made cars. 80% of the vehicles turned in were trucks and sport utility vehicles as well. The top-selling new car is the Ford Focus, so the top-selling single car is an American-made car. However, in aggregate, Toyotas and Hondas, specifically the Corolla, the Honda Civic, the Prius, and the Camry, make up most of the sales. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse the Body Ventura, is going to host a new TV show called Conspiracy Theories with Jesse Ventura. I don't know how I feel about Jesse Ventura as a whole, but I'm kind of obsessed with conspiracy theories. I mean, I wouldn't call myself a conspiracist, I find them interesting.
Can I jump in here?
Yeah.
My stepfather is, I wouldn't call him a conspiracy theorist, and here's what he prefers to call himself, and I brought this up when I was filling in a few weeks ago. Truth seekers is what.
Truth seekers.
They like truthers.
The problem is.
Truthers.
The problem is that the birthers probably call themselves truthers.
You think so?
Yeah, they think they're seeking out the truth.
But I think truthers can range from anybody that, you know, want to find out about UFOs, aliens, 9/11. I mean, pretty much any of the things going on out of DIA. We were talking about that too. Conspiracy.
Yeah, yeah. I think it can sometimes go a little too far. But I am interested in, particularly, I like, you know, scientific and science related stuff like that. So I'll tune into Jesse's show. Washington Independent reports that anyone who's ever purchased a home knows that the appraisal is a key component. Buyers rely on the appraisal to ensure that they're not overpaying for their prospective home. But these days, getting an appraisal can be trickier than ever. As of May 1, new legislation called the Home Valuation Code of Conduct makes getting an appraisal costlier and more time-consuming for would-be buyers to procure. This article is about how it's becoming harder and harder to actually buy or sell a home. Check it out at thewashingtonindependent.com. Arlen Specter back in the news. Wall Street Journal reports that plaintiff's lawyers could gain a new line of business if his bill passes. His bill would reverse a 2007 Supreme Court decision and expand the number of entities shareholders can sue in corporate fraud cases. The legislation is already attracting strong reaction from the trial bar and big business. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce obviously opposes the bill. I'm all for this. You know, there's a lot of entities that are involved in corporate fraud, ripping off shareholders, defrauding shareholders. And the Supreme Court's ruling a couple of years back limiting who shareholders could go after, I thought was a travesty. In tech news, Wired reports the U.S. Marine Corps has banned Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and other social media sites from its networks, effective immediately, saying the internet sites are a proven haven for malicious actors and content and are particularly high risk due to information exposure, user-generated content, and targeting by adversaries. So, big crackdown inside the military. Speaking of the military, G.I. Joe, the movie, check this out. You want to talk about the nexus of propaganda and Hollywood. G.I. Joe, the makers are refusing to show this movie to critics and are not going to be airing it on the coasts. They're going to be launching the movie in the heartland, fearing that if it gets reviewed by professional reviewers in New York, Los Angeles, etc., it will be panned. And they don't want the movie panned. They want it to be. They see this movie as one of the trying to raise patriotism in the heartland. So this kind of selective, almost censorship-style release where they're hiding it from certain people, pretty weird. And in the final national news story, we've talked about the Apple iPhone and its censoring its applications. Apple's App Store is rejecting a dictionary application for containing swear words. Now, we've talked about this before, about Apple censoring what kind of games and kind of applications can be on its iPhone based on this kind of criteria. I think it's bad. I think it's Big Brother style stuff. And now you're banning a dictionary because there's swear words and it's ridiculous. Local news. Senator Michael Bennett came out in public and strong support for an optional government-run health insurance plan as part of the health reform bill the Senate is considering. So says the Durango Herald. This seems to be the first and strongest statement about the public option from Bennett. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is scheduled to visit a medical clinic for the homeless north of downtown Denver on Thursday. The California Democrat is planning to tour Stout Street Clinic, a walk-in medical facility and pharmacy run by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Details of her visit are expected to be fully released today. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper is asking police officers, firefighters, and sheriff's deputies to give back their negotiated 2010 pay raises or cut benefits to help close the city's budget gap. Hickenlooper is trying to close a $120 million budget gap over the next 17 months. And he wants to cut the city's safety payroll by nearly $12 million. Scott McGinnis, the Republican candidate for governor, he is in the news. He, according to the Denver Post, strayed from the script this week when he jabbed an unlikely target, staffers at the State Department of Labor and Employment. McGinnis, at a fundraiser in Greenwood Village on Tuesday, he ripped the governor, saying Ritter was more interested in his reelection campaign than handling delays at the Department of Labor and Employment, which has been besieged with unemployment claims. So, Scott McGinnis attacking state workers. Colorado bicyclists gain new road rules when Greg Brophy heads out on a bike ride this morning, a nearly daily ritual for the state senator, he will take with him something extra. Because of a bill Brophy championed at the legislature, cyclists starting today will have greater legal protections on the road to keep them safe. Motorists, for instance, must give cyclists a 3-foot berth while passing, and the state law makes it legal for drivers to cross a double yellow line when safe to pass cyclists. So this is good news. And I am a cyclist, so I'm particularly enthused by this. Comments are sought on the roadless rules here in Colorado's wilderness areas. Right now, the state government is soliciting comments from the public on its new on the new roadless rules in our wilderness areas. In Boulder, a proposal to prevent large houses from looming over next-door neighbors is inspiring impassioned pleas from residents on both sides of the issue as it moves through the city council there. King Soopers and Safeway workers have agreed to extend their contracts for more than a month in order to continue negotiations with the grocery chains. The contracts had been set to run out on August 15th, so that situation continues. Xcel Energy today withdrew a plan to charge homes and small businesses with solar panels a minimum charge to cover transmission lines. So Xcel will not charge that solar panel fee. And Nine News reports, this is our last story here, a Colorado law that went into effect Wednesday allows electric golf carts and other low-speed electric vehicles to drive on roads with speed limits of 35 miles per hour or less. So this is moving towards some kind of protection for electric cars. Oh, and one last story. I forgot this. The EPA has now finally proposed new cleanup plan for Leadville. This is the imminent apocalyptic problem up in Leadville with its mine that is filled with toxic water. The EPA is moving forward with a new plan to deal with this, and it is reigniting old battles. I encourage you to read up on that at thecoloradoindependent.com. That's our news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to be having on the lawyer who has been called the senior statesman of the Colorado Bar. He's making headlines this week. He is going to be suing Colorado over the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, making quite an innovative argument. He's actually arguing that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, passed by Colorado voters, is a violation of the United States Constitution. Stick around. You're going to want to hear about this. It's a very, very interesting legal argument that could have huge implications for our state. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Good morning, Dave. Southbound 225, stop and go for us already. Parker Road down to I-25. Also going to be a little heavier further north as you're trying to get out of I-70 area. Colfax to Mississippi showing speeds in the 40s. One crash out there, two cars involved, Colfax and Quebec. The trip down 25, also going to be a brutal one for you this morning. Southbound side, 120 to 84, speeds in the 30s, same deal after I-70. Forecast mostly sunny to start, then a few clouds will develop this afternoon. Going to be hot, too. Look for a high near 95. Isolated thunderstorms also a possibility this afternoon. Right now, downtown, checking in at 64 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager of Len Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to $4,500 in the Cash for Clunker program. Well, as long as the government program lasts, Len Lyle Chevrolet will not only give you the government and factory incentives, but we'll give you the salvage value you'll trade in as well. Len Lyle Chevrolet guarantees to beat our competition by $500 or more. Remember, low overhead means low prices. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com.
More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hi, this is Jay Marvin. LASIK. I know, it makes a lot of you nervous. A lot of you say, hey, I'm eye shy, Jay, and there's no way I'm going to do anything about it. Well, I was the same way till I went to Icon LASIK. Let me tell you something about Icon. They're a Denver institution, and they offer interlace bladeless LASIK, Nidec, and Wavefront LASIK technologies, the top of the line in LASIK. They're your one stop for all your LASIK needs, and they can do it for as low as $4.99 per eye. And they have done tons and tons of these procedures. So they treat you great. As a matter of fact, they've completed over 60,000 procedures in Colorado. So if you've been shy about LASIK, hey, do yourself a favor. Call ICON. Set up a free custom vision evaluation today, and it'll just put your mind at rest, really. Call ICON, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. Or check them out on the internet at icondenver.com.
Beat the heat this summer when you win $5,000 instantly. Cash Scratch Fever is happening now at the Lodge in Gilpin Casinos. Come play the hottest promotion in town for a chance to win $5,000 instantly, plus a shot at the $25,000 grand prize. Receive a scratch ticket every day you earn 250 points on your Lodge and Gilpin Winners Club card. Cash drawings also held every Friday at the Lodge and Saturday at the Gilpin. See you soon.
Looking for a smart buy in a new best-in-class automobile? Then look at the Chevy Malibu. For the money, there just isn't a better choice. And for a dealer to buy it from, there isn't a better choice than Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverMalibu.com or MalibuDenver.com. Any way you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
Get free personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process with the new Loan Coach. Just one of the many innovative tools you'll find at the all-new Lending Tree. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
.25 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on another beautiful Front Range day going up into the mid-90s. I'm one of those people who actually really likes hot weather as long as it's dry. And I know a couple folks I know in town are, well, they're not irritated with, but they don't like the hot weather. I love it. I love the desert dry. Turk, you don't love the desert dry, do you?
I don't mind it. I don't like humid stuff, man.
Yeah,
don't like humidity.
Yeah, humidity is, it's, that's, every time I go back east during the summer, I'm reminded how much I hate it. I'm going back east tonight. I'm taking the red eye out to New York, on my way up to Kennebunkport to pretend to be a member of the Bush family. All right. As promised, we're going to have, we have on the line Herbert Fenster. He is a lawyer who has been described as a senior statesman of the Colorado Bar, and he has made headlines this week with a plan to sue Colorado over the Taxpayer Bill of Rights. Mr. Fenster, thanks for being on the show this morning.
That's quite all right.
So as I read this story here in the Denver Post, I'll just read this for the audience. Herbert Fenster says the measure, the Taxpayer Bill of Rights, which among other things requires voters to approve tax increases, has so weakened the Colorado legislature that it flouts Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. That provision holds that the federal government must ensure states have a Republican, small r, Republican form of government, which Fenster said refers to representative democracy. Instead, Fenster said Tabor has pushed Colorado toward a direct democracy. So tell us, in your mind, what is wrong with us being a direct democracy? And if voters originally had the say in creating Tabor, in creating this system, how does that still yet violate the Constitution?
Well, as the article points out, what I've said is that the U.S. Constitution, not the state constitution, but the U.S. Constitution, does in Article 4, Section 4, guarantee, and that's the word that's used, guarantee, to each state a Republican form of government. What the framers of the U.S. Constitution meant by a Republican form of government was that each state's government would be required to be representative in nature. The framers of the U.S. Constitution did not want the states, as they did not want the federal government, to have what we call a popular democracy. They wanted legislation to be voted upon, not by the population at large, but by elected representatives. And that's why, under the U.S. Constitution, we have a House and a Senate. the states are not required to have what we call a bicameral, that is a two-house legislature, but they are required to have a legislature. And that's what we call representative democracy, not popular democracy.
Well, let me ask you whether you think by this argument that the entire ballot initiative process, in if you accept your argument as valid, wouldn't that undermine the entire ballot initiative process?
No, not necessarily. There are a great many things that the open population can do by initiative that would in no way threaten the authority or the powers of a legislative branch. And many states have initiative powers granted to the population at large. The three that are referenced in that regard are Colorado, Arizona, and California. What separates Colorado from Arizona and California, however, is the fact that the population of Colorado, the voting population of Colorado, I should say, did decide to amend their constitution to remove from the legislature the power to tax. And the power to tax is so fundamental to a legislative branch that, in my view, depriving the legislature of the power to tax deprives the legislature of so much of its power as no longer to make it a representative form of government.
So if I understand you, you may not have an argument if Tabor had preserved the power of the legislature to reform taxes. I guess what I'm saying is there's no problem if there's a ballot initiative process that allows citizens to make laws, but also preserves the right of the legislature to make laws as well. Your specific problem here is that Tabor says that the legislature cannot really make tax laws at all. It strips the legislature completely of its power on this particularly huge issue.
That's right, and that makes a very good and a very important point. California, in distinction with Colorado, has imposed on the state legislature a supermajority requirement for taxing authority. In other words, the voters in California have required that the legislature, in passing tax bills, is required to have what is called a supermajority.
In the legislature.
In the legislature, that's correct. So, as you have just pointed out, the taxing authority does remain with the legislature, but is given to limitations, namely that more than a simple majority is required to pass such taxing legislation.
Which still respects the fact that the legislature can raise taxes. And again, I as I hear what you're saying, if Tabor had said, look, if Tabor had mandated a certain tax cut, forget about Tabor. If a ballot initiative mandates a tax increase, a tax cut, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the fact that Tabor specifically not only set limits on tax increases and spending increases, but also said that the legislature itself cannot effectively make tax policy anymore.
Correct.
That the only way to make tax policy now is by a direct vote of the people.
By popular vote.
That has effectively made Colorado not a Republican form of government, a small r, representative form of government. And people need to understand this. Republican form of government means that we elect representatives who legislate on our behalf. And
that is correct.
That is right in the Constitution. The thing is that I know a lot of people will hear this and say, well, you know, direct democracy is great. You know, our problem in this country is that we elect politicians and they make, you know, they sell out. And the problem
let me address that.
Go ahead.
That is a problem not only at the state level, but the federal level. it's very clear from polling that Americans throughout the country are very dissatisfied with their federal legislature, with the Senate and the House of Representatives. That's very unfortunate. But the problem there is not solved by withdrawing the legislative powers and putting them back in the population at large. That problem is solved by the citizens of the United States in each state doing a much better job of identifying and electing representatives and senators. Our Constitution, unless we want to go back and amend our federal Constitution to take away the legislative branch, that problem is solved by doing a better job of legislating, not by limiting the powers of the legislature.
Right, and then there was thinking behind a Republican form of government. I mean, this was not something that the founders just threw in there.
Yeah, there was a lot of thinking behind it, and it is very clear what the conclusion is. Not only do you find the conclusion in the language of the Constitution itself, but if you read the Federalist Papers and other documents contemporaneous with the writing and signing of the U.S. Constitution, you will see that it was very clear that the framers of the U.S. Constitution did not want to have a popular democracy. They understood the limitations of a popular democracy, and we here in Colorado have good reason to understand those limitations as well. When you look at the kind of referenda and initiatives that are put to popular vote in the state of Colorado, what you see is that a large percentage of them are carried on by special interest groups whose identification of their interests and whose statements about the initiatives that they are proposing is anything but accurate. As a matter of fact, it would be easy to say that it is quite deceptive, and that comes from both the left and the right. That's not a characteristic of conservatives or liberals. The misrepresentation of what is intended by those initiatives is very, very commonplace. The way to get around that kind of a problem is to have the legislature initiate and define legislation, because within the legislature there is the authority and the time and the expertise to hold committee hearings, to air and vent, to acquire the expertise necessary to pass good legislation.
And I think that's an important point. We're talking to Herbert Fenster. He's been described as a senior statesman of the Colorado Bar. He's filing a lawsuit saying that the Taxpayer Bill of Rights here in Colorado is a violation of the U.S. Constitution's, specifically its Article 4, Section 4, which says that every state, that the federal government must guarantee that states have a Republican form of government, that is a representative form of government. The argument is that Tabor, by stripping away the authority to make major tax decisions, that Tabor has turned us into a direct democracy and not a Republican form of democracy. And I think that's a really important point about expertise, that the reason the founders made created a Republican form of government and made this guarantee of a Republican form of government is the thinking behind it is, look, everybody has a job in their lives. Everybody has, you know, if there's a doctor, has to go to medical school. A journalist has to go to journalism school. And not everybody can be an expert on every single piece of legislation that comes down the pike. And so what we do to get around that is we elect people whose job it is to specialize and develop that legislative expertise and bring representation, popular representation, to that expertise in voting on it and making decisions.
Yeah, I want to point out how much more important that is today than it was in 1787 when the Constitution was first written. In 1787, as you all know, when you think about it, the United States had 13 states arrayed along the East Coast for the most part. There were 3 million people in the United States at that time. 1 million of them were slaves. There was very little, compared to today, communications between and among the states. We did not have any of the technologies that are commonplace to today. Today we have 50 states plus the District of Columbia, 320 million people. We have mobility that was unthinkable in 1787. And all of that is to suggest that the laws that we need to make today are infinitely more complex than those that needed to be made in 1787. And the complexity of those laws itself suggests that an expert body, representative of the population at large, is the body that should be making the laws and not the population at large.
And there's a, and this is particularly obvious to see right now here in Colorado, in that we have a $400 million budget gap at the state level, and our legislature, because of Tabor, cannot really, I think, cannot really deal with this in any kind of, it doesn't have the power to deal with this in any kind of nuanced way, because it doesn't have the power to deal with the big one side of that budget deficit equation, which is the tax and revenue side.
That's exactly right.
Herbert Fenster, he is described in the Denver Post as a senior statesman of the Colorado Bar. He made headlines this week saying he's going to sue Colorado over Tabor, saying that Tabor is a violation of the U.S. Constitution's Article 4, Section 4, that guarantees a Republican form of government. Please keep us posted on this, and we'd love to have you back on as this case moves forward.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 7:40. We're going to open up after the break and take your calls on this. Do you think that Tabor, in taking away the power of the legislature to make tax laws, do you think that violates the Constitution's guarantee of a Republican form of government? Do you want to see Tabor overturned on these grounds? And let me just play devil's advocate here for a second. What if Tabor barred the legislature from doing something you may oppose? Right? I mean, conservatives would say, look, I like Tabor, that barring the legislature from raising taxes. A conservative says, I like that. Now, what if Tabor, because if you're for this case, if you want to see this case move forward and be successful, if you're a progressive, well, what if I told you that next year we were going to pass a ballot initiative that said that the legislature couldn't cut spending for progressive social programs? That to cut spending for progressive social programs, the legislature didn't have the power to do that, you'd have to get a vote of the people, right? So, because this goes both ways, folks. This goes both ways. Tabor happens to be a conservative initiative, but think about it in terms of a progressive initiative. Do you want the U.S. Constitution to overturn our ability to take power away from the legislature? 303-713-7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is getting really busy for us on the turnpike. Stop and go, Table Mesa out to Baseline is your Boulder bound. And the stop and go conditions around Denver, normal spot southbound 225, Parker Road to 25. Same deal on I-25, southbound side from about 70 past Spear. Also heavy up in Northland and Thornton coming southbound. Disabled vehicle and stall on the ramp from eastbound 270 to eastbound I-70. Also got three surface street accidents, one at Colfax in Quebec, one at Alameda in Monaco, and finally at Hamden and Holly. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. Could be our hottest day of the summer with highs reaching the mid-90s. Right now, 63 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Go to Quiznos for the Toasty Toasty $1 sub sale. Buy any size turkey, ranch, and Swiss, classic Italian, mesquite chicken, or traditional at regular price, and get a second same sub, same size for $1. Buy one, get one for $1. Mm-mm-mm, Toasty Toasty at participating locations for limited time only.
Now, there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us. You can listen to AM 760.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week while all running shoes are on sale. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
Did you catch the ABC 2020 show and how record unemployment has increased the work-at-home scams? Titillating ads lure people in claiming they can make hundreds a day. You'll never hear that from our friends at IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. And it's their integrity that's made them a work-from-home leader. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and has an A-plus rating. That's your peace of mind. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company doing business in 70 countries for nearly 30 years. If your dream is to work from home, to stay home and raise your family, to insulate yourself from this economy, to stop living paycheck to paycheck, go to IncomeAtHomeUSA.com right now. People are earning life-changing money from home. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is adding people in record numbers. Don't miss this chance. Visit them now. They're giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Check out IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
Get free personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process with the new Loan Coach. Just one of the many innovative tools you'll find at the all-new Lending Tree. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit the all-new LendingTree.com.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for detail.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield and crack. If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair. Elite Replace.
With Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome Rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin on another beautiful Front Range day. We're talking about this court case that's going to be moving forward. Herbert Fenster, a lawyer, senior lawyer here in Colorado, is going to be suing the state to try to overturn Tabor, saying that Tabor, in taking away the legislature's power to make tax policy, that it has violated the Constitution's guarantee that states have a Republican form of government, a representative form of government. So the open question is whether you support this court case, whether you want to see Tabor overturned. But remember, there's another side to this. If you're a progressive and we pass in this state a ballot initiative that takes the power away from the legislature to do something you may not like, remember, this court case would make that not legal as well. Say, you know, Tabor, for conservatives, they love it because it says the legislature can't raise taxes. But what if an initiative said the legislature can't cut spending for health care without a vote of the people? This court case would invalidate that kind of thing as well. So how comfortable are you with this? 303-713-7600. Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David. Hey, thanks for having the guest on. I think this is, you know, a tremendously important thing. I had a suggestion and a comment to offer. The suggestion is it's about words. Let's use the word representative and not the word Republican in this. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but that Republican is actually the words from the Constitution.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's just one of these things of, you know, the people that control the frame of reference and the language.
Understood.
Yeah,
understood.
And on that basis, it's like the Republicans nowadays, it seems like the Republican Party is a party of ideology of anti-tax or want some sort of a theocracy kind of government or things like that. Namely, they aren't based on the Constitution and the law and respect for that and the processes, the legislative processes that Herbert was talking about around that. And it's really rubbed, I think you make a good point about for the progressives, it rubs them sort of the same way. We've all got to decide, are we fundamentally into ideology and that's what does it for us, or are we about law and systems of law and that stuff? And that's, you know what I'm saying, that's a big thing to really think about.
Right. If you're for this case, I think Herbert Fenster made a really good argument. I mean, if you're for this case, you're for the Constitution. This is not a conservative or liberal argument, really. I mean, it's going to have ramifications for the conservative and progressive movement in that this would invalidate the conservative trophy of Tabor. But this is an argument about what kind of who you, as you put it, where your loyalties lie. Are your loyalties to your ideology as a backer of Tabor, or are your loyalties to the Constitution, which couldn't make more clear that the federal government is supposed to guarantee a representative form of government? And it's very obvious that Tabor, in taking away the power of the legislature to make tax policy and mandating that tax policy has to have a vote of the people, that is not a representative form of democracy. So you're absolutely right. It's, are you loyal to your ideology or are you loyal to the rule of law? Thanks for the call, Tim. Thanks for making the point.
Thank you.
Jim in Lakewood. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good.
I'm concerned. I was concerned when I first heard about this, and of course I'm a lawyer. But if to win on this lawsuit, he would have to, by logic, by simple legal logic, have to invalidate the entire initiative process in this state.
Well, that's not true, and we discussed this, and he made this point. His point was, it's fine to have an initiative process as long as the initiative process also preserves the right and the power of the legislature to simultaneously make policy. In other words, it's fine to have a process that you can make a law by passing an initiative. You know, you can pass an initiative that says taxes go up like this by X. What he says is not constitutional is that Tabor not only puts caps on spending and sets tax policy in the year to year, but it actually says that the legislature cannot change Tabor and cannot make its own tax policy as well.
Well, and here's the problem. Whenever we have an initiative process, and it's a big difficulty in our initiative process in Colorado, we have an initiative process that allows us to amend the Constitution. Then we have a situation where the brakes can be put on the legislature. Now, we've focused on Tabor. Let's go back and focus on the lottery. Those of us who've been here, you know, I'm a native, so I've been here, but we got the lottery passed, and the money was supposed to be used for open space. But in the original bill, in the original initiative, there was a clause that the legislature used to try to take money from the lottery to use on prisons. Well, we went back and had another initiative, this time making it absolutely clear to the legislature that the money from the lottery could not be put in the general fund and used for anything but open space, and that was it. That's a situation where a progressive initiative would be invalidated.
That's right.
Because we told the legislature how they could or could not spend the money that the lottery raised.
Right, Jim, I'm not arguing that this won't have implications for progressives. I agree.
I'm of the mind, and I've thought about this rather carefully over the past couple of days, that to get to a point where you invalidate Tabor, you would have to get to the point where you said the initiative process itself I'm afraid what our Supreme Court is
invalidated.
Would do.
That's right. And the whole
initiative process, both here, California, elsewhere.
That's right.
This isn't about a battle between liberals and conservatives. This is about a battle between, quite simply, those in the political sphere who are offended by the initiative process.
Well, and that's right. And that's the issue here. I do think there could be implications for the entire initiative process. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call, and thanks for making the point. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you want to see Tabor overturned because of the U.S. Constitution? We'll take more of your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
All right, stop and go. A lot of places around the city, southbound 225, I-70 to Mississippi, again from Parker Road to 25, at about 15 minutes there. Also heavy westbound Turnpike, Table Mesa to Baseline, and the trip down southbound 25, heavy as normal, I-70 past Spear, as well as up in North Glen and Thornton. A few surface street accidents, Hamden and Holly, 88th and Sheridan, Alameda and Monaco, one at Colfax in Quebec. Also got this stop on the ramp from eastbound 270 to eastbound I-70. Forecast mostly sunny to start, then a few clouds this afternoon. Going to be hot, too. High near 95. Isolated thunderstorms also a possibility. Right now, downtown checking in at 64 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Your smile says so much about you, whether on a date, at school, or an important job interview. Make sure yours is perfect with an affordable dental plan from Perfect Teeth for as little as $6.25 per month. Visit or call a Perfect Teeth location near you today.
Attention Boulder County residents. Did you know you can go solar now? Attention Boulder County residents. Did you know you can go solar now with no money and one low annual payment? Rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%. You could save as much as $40,000. Learn how Wednesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. at the Louisville Recreation Center. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this event. RSVP at solarips.com/climatesmart or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Expert.
1600. Again, 303-694-1600. Mike gives us an update on the market. Mike, what's going on right now?
Hey, David, a little bit of a pullback today. The Dow's down 47 points. The Nasdaq's down 10. The S&P's down 4. The Russell's down 3.5. We've been expecting a little bit of a pullback. This is nothing we've been expecting a little bit more of a pullback after a nice run-up. But who knows? You got to stay in with your eyes on the market and keep your eye on the ball and know what you're doing. Call today. Here's a specific idea. Call us at Presidential Brokerage and ask us about Power Stroke. Two-phase program. First is principal protect the principal. Then when it goes into a profitable mode, we go into protect profit or profit protect. Phase one, principal protect. Phase two, profit protect. You've got to hear about this strategy. If you don't know anything about it, you're missing. 303-694-1600. Call us today and ask about Power Stroke. 303-694-1600.
303-694-1600. Call Mike and the team at Presidential Brokerage today. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Ed.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection.
Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Call Colorado Roofing. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Trust Colorado Roofing to help you with the insurance claim process, ensuring you get the maximum benefit from your insurance company. Call Colorado Roofing today for a free storm damage inspection. Go to coloradoroofing.com today. That's coloradoroofing.com or call 303-825-5273.
78 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. We're talking about the plan to try to overturn Tabor on the grounds that it violates the U.S. Constitution. Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay, real quickly. The reason why I feel that we need to repeal Tabor is because for the same reason why we have an electoral college and the same reason why we have a Senate, the idea was to make sure that the power was not concentrated in just individual places, i.e., or ideology. So New York and California, which are huge population territories, if we didn't have things like this, they would actually be, in the federal sense, be making all of our laws for us, and those of us in the small states would have no power. Tabor's the same way in that within the state, here in Denver, which I'm part of Denver, we actually end up having more power than people in, say...
Well, and that's right, and that's why we have a representative form of democracy. You're right, to prevent that tyranny. All right, stick around. More up next.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Burbank Airport in California.
Now we stand here, home and free.
Tears and smiles from two American journalists freed after being held for nearly 5 months in North Korea. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee have returned to the U.S. with former President Bill Clinton, whose trip to North Korea prompted their release. As the two women got off the plane just over a half hour ago, there were long embraces along with tears streaming down faces. Laura Ling described the moment yesterday when she realized she was about to be set free. It came when she was taken to a room and there stood Bill Clinton.
We knew instantly in our hearts that the nightmare of our lives was finally coming to an end.
Now the reunion is taking place. Laura Ling and Yuna Lee back with their families. I'm Steve Futterman live at the Burbank Airport in California. Now with more on the story, here's Frank Sedapani.
In Washington a short time ago, President Obama said those homecoming scenes from California within the past hour should be a source of happiness for all Americans.
We are obviously extraordinarily relieved. I had an opportunity to speak with the families yesterday once we knew that they were on the plane.
Police in Collier Township, Pennsylvania, still don't have a motive for a deadly shooting rampage, but they are learning more about the gunman who walked into a health club last night and opened fire. KDKA reporter Maria Leaf.
He walked in and put his bag down. He was rummaging around in his bag for a couple of minutes. And then all of a sudden the lights went out, and then the gunshots began immediately.
The gunman fired 52 shots, killing three women and wounding nine more before taking his own life. Police sources tell CBS's Susan Copen he was a club member and may have had a vendetta against women. The economy may be turning the corner, but the latest jobs report shows it's still losing jobs. The ADP National Employment Report says 371,000 jobs were lost in July. A big drug company believes it's in the crosshairs of groups that oppose research on animals. CBS's Larry Miller has the story.
Animal rights groups are believed to have targeted the Swiss drug company Novartis, which has just begun trials of a swine flu vaccine in the U.S., U.K., and Germany. The ashes of the mother of the company's CEO were dug up and stolen from a Swiss cemetery. Animal rights activists are thought to be behind an arson attack at his Austrian home. The Wall Street Journal reports recent fires and vandalism, too, at Novartis-owned European facilities.
GM's new chairman says company managers have been told to step on the gas and bring new models to the market faster. He says GM can begin making money sooner than people believe. Mothers, don't let your children grow up to be cowboys. Quarterbacks make more money.
Here is Manning throwing for the end zone.
New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning has reportedly agreed to a six-year, $97 million deal that will make him the highest-paid player in football. The Dow's down 61. This is CBS News.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Introducing the Ally Bank 12-month high-yield CD. With such a great annual return of 2% APY, people think there's a catch. But no, no catch, no teaser rate, no limited time offer, no fine print, jargon, or legalese. No hidden tricks, traps, pitfalls, curveballs, or doublespeak. Just a 12-month high-yield CD with a rate that's among the most competitive in the country. Call Ally at 877-247-ALLY or go to allybank.com. Ally, straightforward, member FDIC.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. That program that's been so popular both in Colorado and across the country could come up for a vote later today in the Senate. And Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says cash for clunkers should get another $2 billion to keep it running.
The goal of the program was to help American workers and also those who sell cars in showrooms and automobile dealers, and that's exactly what's happened.
LaHood calls the program a success despite criticism that 60% of the cars purchased were foreign cars. Some members of Colorado's congressional delegation aren't waiting for recess in Washington to start talking about the national health care overhaul. Jared Polis is in Keystone today to talk with resort workers about the proposal. Other Colorado representatives have meetings planned throughout the state. In sports, the Rockies beat the Phillies 8-3 last night. They've now won 5 games in a row. Game 2 of the series is tonight in Philadelphia. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're getting word of a new accident. This is eastbound 6th Avenue, just west of I-25. Going to hang you up as you're Denver bound, trying to come in from Lakewood. As far as those slow stretches go, westbound 76, still dragging 88th all the way up towards I-25. We're also looking at delays on the westbound side of 36, starting right around Table Mesa, taking you past baseline. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high in the low to mid-90s. It's going to be partly cloudy, bringing with it a chance of showers. Hours, most likely after 2, currently 69 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Need to find a reliable business? Did you know that the Better Business Bureau can connect you to trustworthy businesses? Just ask Dale, CEO of your Denver Boulder BBB. Get the information you need before you spend money. Visit denver.bbb.org. That's denver.bbb.org.
If you're a contractor, 4 of the most beautiful words you can hear are, I like your...
Safe retirement question number 25. Want to know how to never lose your retirement and still take advantage of the stock market? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
These are the 4 best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
David Sirota in here for Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now we've got very excited, has decided to give us a little bit of his time to come on the show. With us now is Wired Magazine editor Chris Anderson. His new book, Free, The Future of a Radical Price. If you follow the media industry, and if you follow, I guess, the economy in general, you may have heard about this book. It's a book all about how the price of certain goods, and in fact many goods, may be going down to free, and how to actually make money off that, and how that the concept of free is changing the economy. Chris, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so. Let's just start out with the concept here. You're basically arguing that, as I understand it, that we have an economy where actually providing goods and in some cases services for free is becoming at least part of the new paradigm. Is that basically the thesis?
Yeah, I mean that is. I mean, you know, the word free is
of course, completely familiar to us. We're surrounded by it as a marketing message. And the point of the book is that there's two kinds of free. There's Adam's free, the free of the real world of physical goods. And that has to be a trick. And that's why we're a little suspicious of, buy one, get one free. And
right.
We understand that it's not really free. Digital stuff, online stuff is different. And, we're now, this year is the 20th anniversary of the web. Actually, time flies. And we now have established a country-sized economy online. And what we're realizing about this economy is that it's not a coincidence that most things online are free to the user, that Google doesn't show up in your credit card statement. It's based on the underlying economics of digital stuff, which is that it can be reproduced and distributed for almost no cost, and therefore free becomes not a trick, but a business model around which you can make money.
So in a sense, it's information that is basically free, or there's no cost, as you put it in the book, and I've read the excerpt from Wired Magazine of the book. You say that basically the cost of storing data is approaching almost nothing, and transmitting data over the next few years will approach almost nothing. And so, go ahead.
Exactly.
That is completely
unique to when you say information, we're talking about our entire lives online. Some of it's content, some of it is services. When you do your taxes online,
right.
Your Facebook, your Twitter, it's all bits, and it's all so close to zero cost that the companies intend to make it free.
So when we talk about an economy based on free, we're still talking about B2B costs, right? So that if I'm a business and I want to sell my product, I have a physical product, I'm going to maybe pay Google for advertisements, but that it's basically free for the user. That's what we're talking about. The consumer experience is free.
Exactly. I mean, the underlying laws of economics have not changed. Costs must be paid back. But what's different about digital is they don't have to be paid back by you. They can be paid back by somebody else. Now, this is, of course, not new. I mean, we're talking on radio. Radio is a classic free-based business model where the content is free to users and it's subsidized by a third party, in this case the advertiser. The few subsidize the many. Now that's true because what audience giving us is attention, and we in the media business sell attention to advertisers, and it's a kind of it's a trade in that respect. It works great for broadcast, but hasn't worked outside of media until that. The internet is the first medium that allows that same model of giving away useful things to consumers to get attention to be applied to software, to entertainment, to individual communications as well as broadcast, which has allowed us to take the media model far outside of the media sphere. And so now you have companies like Google that are not media companies that are using the media business model to make money from free.
We're talking to Chris Anderson. He's the editor of Wired. His new book is Free, The Future of a Radical Price. All right, let me play devil's advocate here. Folks in the journalism industry say, well, I'm going out. It costs money to go report something, and my information is. But when I put it on the Denver Post website, when I put it on, if I write it for Wired, I put it on Wired's website. It gets transferred for free, and there's been now some concern that these institutions, these media institutions, can't generate the kind of ad revenue to provide it for free, and that something's got to give. What's your answer to that?
Yeah, well, that is the business I'm in. We have a print magazine, Wired Magazine, and we have an online site. The online site, all of our content is available for free online, but not in the same version. The print version is got photography and design. It's beautifully packaged, and it's a visual thing. And this is what we think of as not so much a free business model, but what's called a freemium business model. Freemium is free plus premium. You use the free version as a form of marketing to get exposure and a huge audience. Then you convert some fraction of them to paid based on them wanting, more. They want the superior form of the product. So think of it this way. We give away the content for free online. We have more than 100 million, page views a month, and that's terrific. We put ads against that, and we make some money. Maybe we pay our costs with the ads. Now, some fraction of those people want more. They recognize the magazine experience is a better, more immersive. It's a beautifully packaged visual experience, and they become subscribers and they pay us for that. That is they become the premiums. And so let's say that 2% of the audience converts, then the model works really well. They're much more profitable for us, and we can support the journalism exactly as
you said. But then is that contingent then on at least withholding some of the content, or are you of the belief that all of the content, if I just want the Wired article and I don't want the magazine, and by the way, I am a subscriber and I love the magazine, but if I just want the article, do you think that, as, and if you can make a blanket statement, do you think that still some of the content needs to be not free? I mean, I know, I'll give you an example. One of the other magazines I subscribe to is The Believer. Almost none of The Believer is online at all. Their model seems to be, if you want The Believer, you got to pay for it, and we don't even put it online. Sure. Where does you come down on that?
Well, obviously we're in a special case because we're Wired, and so Wired has an obligation to be Wired. Every publication has got to figure out exactly this question and answer it their own way. So we choose to make 100% of the content available for free, but not in the best version. When you take a 8,000 word article that's got, incredible photography and design, and you put it on the website, it's 16 pages that you've got to click through, the photographs turn into thumbnails, and the design's disappeared entirely. So what you could say is we put a sort of a truncated or a pallid version of the story online, because that's what HTML, not because we're actually crippling it on by intent, but that's what HTML requires of us. Let me give you another example. My book itself. The book exists in digital forms and a physical book. I love physical books. The hardcover, the beautiful cover looks good on your shelf. Thumbnail, etc. You can dog ear the pages, all that stuff. But we also wanted to walk the talk and give the book away in its digital form. Again, the expectation, you have a free and a premium form. You've got a quote unquote inferior and a quote unquote superior form. Same model. If we give away the full text of the book, but in a form that isn't really the idyllic reading experience, then hopefully some people will use that as a sample, and it will stimulate demand for them to buy the hardcover book. So we don't actually withhold the content. What we recognize is that digital form is not the fullest experience, and what we sell is a fuller experience. Another example would be music. Radiohead gave away their last album in digital form, but they sell the tour. You give away the product, you sell the experience. I think every company has to figure out what's my free and what's my premium. The Wall Street Journal does like what you were suggesting before, which is they withhold some content entirely. You have to become a subscriber to read past the opening paragraph. Not all content. Interestingly, not the most popular content. That's all free and monetized with advertising. But as you get more into the niche content, they withhold it for advertisers. And that's a very good strategy for them. And I think, every publication's got to figure out what's the right balance between free and paid.
We're talking to Chris Anderson. He's the author of Free, The Future of a Radical Price. It's a new book out. Chris, hang on. We're going to get a traffic update and then get back. I'm going to want to ask you how this may impact beyond the media, what it might mean to folks listening to this in all sorts of different businesses. But first, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic still pretty slamming on southbound I-225, I-70 past Mississippi, showing speeds in the 30s, maybe 40s now, but it's really heavy once you get around Parker Road, trying to get close to the tech center. Stop-and-go conditions there. Westbound 36 also full, beginning at Table Mesa out to baseline speeds in the teens in that stretch. Got this crash eastbound 6th Avenue just west of I-25. That's making it tough getting out of Lakewood and into Denver. These delays go back to Sheridan. Still working one surface street accident, 88th and Sheridan. Looks like that one was just cleared, but now make way for a new one. Three cars involved in one at Leetsdale and Forest. That's around Alameda. Your forecast, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Could be our hottest day of the summer. We might reach up to around 95. Right now, 68 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of...
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, General Manager at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to $4,500 in the Cash for Clunker program. Well, as long as the government program lasts, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet will not only give you the government and factory incentives, but we'll give you the salvage value of your trade-in as well. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet guarantees to beat our competition by $500 or more. Remember, low overhead means low prices. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LynnLyleChevy.com.
Comcast presents Faster, Better Internet, FBI.
Officers Ben Stein and Shaquille O'Neal, come in. Where are you guys?
Chief, we're in hot pursuit. It's a fantastic new HD triple play offer from Comcast.
Digital cable with free HD, unlimited nationwide calling, and not only high-speed internet,
but faster, better internet.
For only $99 a month for the first 12 months.
Now, can you dig that?
It's highly diggable.
Yes, it is, Ben. Yes, it is.
Call 1-800-COMCAST now and get the new Comcast Faster Better Internet HD Starter Triple Play Offer, all for only $99 a month for a year. Plus, with a sure price guarantee, pay only $109 a month your second year, an additional savings of up to $240 a year. But this offer ends August 23rd, so call 1-800-COMCAST now. Plus, ask how you can get a speed upgrade.
Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. One-year contract required. Early termination fee applies after year two. Regular rates apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and phone fees extra.
$1,000 to someone just for checking them out. $1,000. Check out IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. That's IncomeATHomeUSA.com.
It's time to shop the authority. This week at Sports Authority, all running shoes are on sale, with prices starting as low as $39.99 on Nike and ASICS. Plus, choose from a huge selection of brands like Under Armour, Adidas, New Balance, Saucony, and more. Gear up for fall sports with performance apparel, equipment, and cleats from Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and more. It's time to shop Sports Authority this week while all running shoes are on sale. Sports Authority, dedicated to the dedicated.
They are trying to destroy this president.
Randy Rhodes.
Because this president has all the earmarks of a great one to solve the biggest problems that we have, like jobs, health care, deficit spending, all the mess that George Bush left us, because he spent a lot on a war that's likely to cost us $2 trillion. You could have paid for health care two times.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weeknight 7 to 10 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking to Chris Anderson. He's the editor of Wired Magazine. His new book is Free, The Future of a Radical Price. I encourage you to pick up the book, and I also encourage you to subscribe to Wired. It is far and away my favorite magazine. And what I love about the magazine, if I can just say this, is it mixes everything from pop culture to gadgets, to technology, to politics. It's just a really great mix. And we were talking about this idea of free, of providing information, really. A lot of it, the information economy, the thesis of this book is that a lot of it can be transferred and transmitted for free, and how that's changing the economy. And Wired is an example of that. You can get the magazine in print form, or you can get it for free. So I wonder, as I mentioned before the break, I'm wondering, what other kinds of examples does this model impact outside of the media world? I mean, we got listeners here struggling with a really tough economy, and they're in all different walks of life. Where are some other examples where this concept of free is going to impact?
Well, actually, you know, most of the examples these days are outside of media. When you look at the web, you know, what do we do online? Most of it's not actually, you know, it's traditional media. It's either sort of, you know, user-generated, you know, content with Twitter and Facebook and MySpace and blogs, or it's services that we go to, you know, whether it's Google and Gmail or Calendar or Docs or, you know, when you're doing your taxes. You know, increasingly, as you go online, you know, more and more of this activity is stuff that used to be offline services, either done by people or products that you would buy that have been turned into software. Once they do get turned into software and put online, then they tend to use free in one form or another. I mean, if you did your taxes, you know, earlier this year, you could have, you know, you went to TurboTax. TurboTax is available online for free, for federal tax. But then they would then they charge you. Intuit charges you for your state tax. Classics are a free premium mix. The games industry is fascinating. Video games is something I think it's an industry I follow closely and do a lot with my kids. It used to be a business where you would go to a store and buy a box.
Right.
Now it's increasingly an online experience. It's increasingly free to play. And if you have kids who are, let's say, young kids who are playing Club Penguin, you understand the freemium model very well. It's free to play, but at a certain point, once the kid gets really into it and they want to upgrade to like a better pet for their penguin to move their pet, their igloo to that cool iceberg over there, they've got to become a subscriber and they come to you asking for your credit card. That's a classic example of freemium where you 80% of the users use the free form, but 20%. Convert to the paid form, and the 20% subsidize every business, and it's just fantastic. Disney bought the company, and it's now huge and very profitable. So I think what we're seeing right now is basically everything online tends to adopt free in one form or another as a form of customer acquisition. And what's great for people, for consumers, is that we're not just being told about products, use products for free. Everything online is cheaper. If you're starting a company right now, those same tools and software is available to you. And so it's never been a cheaper time to start a company. I've started two in the past 2 years with nothing more than a credit card, thanks to open source software and hosted stuff. And you just don't need infrastructure anymore. As you get larger, your needs increase, and then maybe you can become a paying customer. But right now, it's very easy to get incredible utility and things you used to have to pay for free, because it costs so little to the companies to provide it.
Now, and we're talking to Chris Anderson. He's the editor of Wired magazine. His new book is Free: The Future of a Radical Price. You're putting a lot of confidence in the customer, and by that this model relies on really, well, I guess trusting not just the customer, but yourself as the provider. This model basically says, let's just go back to journalism for a second. This model basically says that people, it relies on customers who will pay for good professional reporting. And it's relying on, because there's this whole debate, journalism is going to become citizen journalism, where people are just going to, people who are part-time journalists who do other things in their life, they'll file stories, and that will replace newspapers. If newspapers and the professional journalism industry is to survive, this model, this concept of free, puts a lot of faith in customers that they're going to say, I'm willing to, or at least some customers are willing to actually pay for professional reporting, or at least, if not pay for, that there will be enough audience share that will go to the professional sites so that the professional sites can actually generate enough ad revenue. I mean, that's putting a lot of faith in the customer.
Yeah, well, you're right. I'm in this business, and it's a very challenging time right now. A lot of newspapers are going bust, and all of us are cutting costs. I don't think free is the problem here. I think the problem is competition. As you said, there's a lot of other, people who are doing things that compete with traditional media for attention. Some of it is communications. Facebook competes with newspapers, even though it's not journalism. And some of it we don't really know what the word is for when amateurs provide information about which they are expert or which they've done some research. We don't know what that is. If a blogger is blogging about needlepoint is incredibly authoritative and interesting and collects great information, is really expert, that fills the role of journalism if in that sector. And matter of fact, it may do it better than journalists, because journalists may not actually have a needlepoint beat on the local newspaper. But it doesn't necessarily have a business model, doesn't necessarily need a business model. And so what you're seeing is basically an infinite number of voices out there sharing the same distribution platform as traditional media. But we've never seen this before. We traditional media had a monopoly over, a collective monopoly, over distribution. We had our radio towers, our television towers, our, you know, our fleets of trucks, our printing plants, et cetera. It's really hard to compete with us. Now, it all happens on the same platform where my children have the same access to global distribution as my entire company. You know, it's all flat playing field. And, you know, we in the traditional media have to figure out how are we going to earn our attention. You know, we don't get it by default anymore because we own the tools of distribution. Now we have to earn it by adding value to the conversation that's already having.
Okay, right. So let me interrupt you there and then ask, as a follow-up question, you know, you'll hear journalists, you'll hear them here in Colorado, the Denver Post will say, you know, we go and report a story, an enterprise story on fracking of natural gas and what that's causing, what kind of problems that's causing for the community. Now, we got to send a reporter out to the West Slope. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of reporting. And it's a bet. We're betting. The newspaper is betting that if they report that story really thoroughly, that they will be able to make at least audience share back on that investment. But aren't there, I mean, isn't a lot of journalism kind of like a losing proposition? And especially if you're giving it away for free, I kind of think of it as like, you know, when a pharmaceutical company invests in a bunch of different research projects, but then has to make a big jackpot on one, the one that actually, you know, the one that actually cures a disease. And this is really, I think all of this goes to what I found the most fascinating metaphor that you used in the metaphor of the dandelion, about how this culture of free, where you really have to spend a lot of whatever resources you have in the hopes that, you know, if you spend a lot of resources on the projects that you have, the hope is that at least one or two of them will really make the big margins. Is that part of this equation, that there's going to be more activity from, let's say, in the media sector, more activity, more reporting, more content, with the hope that individual pieces of that content become the big, huge jackpot winners?
Yeah, the portfolio strategy where you place a lot of bets and hope that some pay off. You know, that is, to some extent, that's what we always do. You know, you don't know which stories are going to pan out, and so you commission a lot of them and hope for the best. You know, what's changed, is that, you know, your guaranteed returns are not as high. You're less guaranteed
because you don't have the monopoly
on your investment.
Because you don't have the monopoly of the airwaves, or I mean, it's a flat playing field.
Exactly. Journalism is going to have to change, and media is going to have to change. Some things that we are doing today continue to have value, and we should keep doing that. I mean, what you described, the sort of, you know, 8 months of research, the deep investigations, the blogosphere is by and large not doing that itself. And so I think that is, you know, that there's clearly a role for that. It's clearly valued. How we get paid for it is kind of a question that we're figuring out, but the marketplace wants it. You know, that's something that still is, you know, stands out as being valuable in a world of information abundance. Other things, like the 2000th, you know, and second reporter at the Michael Jackson funeral, I'm not sure whether that one actually added a lot of value. You know, and so I think we have to change what we're doing. We have to sort of say, well, what is the internet able to do on its own? And we should just stop doing that. And what is the internet not actually doing? And that's the opportunity for us to use our skills and resources to the fullest, and then build a business around that. We saw what happened with classifieds. You know, it turned out that Craigslist did a great job of free classifieds and pretty much vaporized that business for traditional newspapers. Now, you could argue that maybe newspapers should have done that themselves first, but, you know, the internet solved that problem. So, you know, newspapers cannot build their businesses around classifieds
anymore. They've got to find the niche.
They've got to find the niche.
That's right. Chris Anderson of Wired Magazine, his new book is Free, The Future of a Radical Price. I suggest everybody pick it up. It really tells us where our economy, the brave new world that our economy is moving into. Chris, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks. It's a pleasure.
So that was Chris Anderson of Wired. As you can probably tell, I'm a big fan of Wired. I suggest everybody subscribe to it. And this book, Free, will really blow your mind. I realized when I was talking to Chris, I didn't explain the dandelion metaphor that I referred to. He made a metaphor that basically where a dandelion produces a lot of seeds, a lot of pollen, and it throws it all out in the wind all over the place. And he basically says that instead of trying to plant its seeds nearby, near itself, it produces a huge amount of seeds with the hope that a few of them will land in little crevices and build their own communities. The idea being that in an economy of free, we'll be producing more and more and more and more digital content. And the business model will hope that a few of those pieces of content will grow into entirely new entities. It's really a fascinating read. It'll kind of blow your mind and make you think about where our economy is really going. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 8:34. After the break, we're going to talk to Westward's Michael Roberts, asking the question, do murders and violent-related crime get more media attention in Colorado if it involves white people and not minorities? You're going to want to stick around for this interview. But first, let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Traffic is starting to clean up a little bit for us, but still working this crash on eastbound 6th Avenue. Coming in from Lakewood, going to mess you up at Sheridan. This accident is around I-25, just before I-25, actually. Also got some heavy jams westbound Turnpike first from Sheridan out to Wadsworth, again from McCaslin to Baseline is your Boulder bound. Southbound 225, our only stop-and-go project right now. It's from the spillway down to the I-25 interchange. Also got an accident involving a dump truck, 60th and Federal. That's going to be a mess. I'm sure there's a spilled load there, Stacy. Also got a three-vehicle accident, Leechdale and Forest. Your forecast, mostly sunny to start, then a few clouds will develop in the afternoon. Going to be hot, though, with a high near 95. Isolated thunderstorms also a possibility this afternoon. Right now, downtown, checking in at 68 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be, for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Want to take your business to the next level? Win $5,000 in advertising for your business.
Probably the best idea I have ever had.
AM 760 is offering...
All this summer rain has certainly been great for the shrubs at Creekside Tree Nursery, but now their shrubs are sprouting shrubs, making Creekside Tree Nursery overstocked. That's right, Creekside Tree Nursery is in need of inventory reduction, and right now you can buy two shrubs and get the third one free, plus get 30% off 6 to 12 foot pinions. Visit them in Boulder on 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. That's creeksideboulder.com. On 61st Street between Valmont and J Road, or online at creeksideboulder.com. Some exclusions apply.
Nowadays, we need family fun that won't break the bank. I have an idea. Join Rockies at the 105th Annual Adams County Fair. Stop by the Rockies booth Saturday or Sunday from 1 to 4 and spin the giant prize wheel to win great prizes like stuffed animals, carnival rides, demolition derby tickets, and more. Best of all, meet Shaggy, Audra, and Officer Odell. The entire fair is geared toward family fun on a budget. Petting zoo, rides, attractions, food, and entertainment. And Rockies is doing its part on Sunday when they're bringing you all carnival rides for just $1. For more information, including directions, go online to AdamsCountyFair.com. That's AdamsCountyFair.com. And for fair deals, even great deals on your next used car, shop Rockies, 63rd and Federal. Rockies, more than just a used car dealer. Rockies supports community events like the Adams County Fair.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to ColoradoRoofing.com. That's ColoradoRoofing.com.
If your home is over 20 years old, then grab a pen and get ready to write this number down. As a member of Tom Martino's referral list, Drain Solvers is offering deep discounts on camera inspections for the next 20 callers. Homeowners living in homes over 20 years old should take advantage of this offer immediately. Let Drain Solvers camera your sewer lines for only $79. Again, if your home is over 20 years old, you need to call now.
How can we make you smile? Call Drain Solvers, 303-423-1000.
What's the big song from the movie Once, the 2006 movie, which I just watched last night? It was billed as a musical, but it's not really a musical. I'm not a huge fan of musicals, the traditional musical where people break out in song and dance. Instead of having a conversation, they sing it to each other. I just never really could figure those things out. I'm kind of a fan of... I was a big fan of Les Mis, because Les Mis is really an opera, right? I mean, everything is sung. The weird thing about traditional musicals is that you'll be talking, blah, 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 then suddenly you're singing in the middle of a room. It's really bizarre. But Once, if you have a chance to check it out, it's a really good movie, independent film about Ireland, and it's a really innovative musical that I suggest you check out. Okay, as promised, now we have on the line Michael Roberts from Westword. He covers the media industry here in Colorado, and he's got a post up on Westword's blog this morning that asks, the headline is, does Denver media care more when white people are shot? So let's talk about this. Michael Roberts, thanks for taking the time this morning.
David, thanks for asking.
Okay, well, so tell us what you are asking here and why you're asking it.
Yesterday there was a shooting in the in Littleton along Mineral. Randall Wagner and Christina Wagner, an estranged couple, shot each other, or it was a murder-suicide attempt, in a truck in the middle of the day. Huge coverage on this story by all the TV stations. And there were reasons for it beyond their backgrounds. For one thing, it happened in the middle of the day and in a public place, and the street had to be closed for hours. So it's not as if it wasn't a newsworthy item. But just yesterday, I put up another post about the Denver Coroner's Office put out a list of the 23 homicides in Denver this year. And very, very few of them have gotten much coverage at all. The average person doesn't know anything about them. Just by happenstance, perhaps, 19 of the 23 homicide victims are not Caucasians. We tend not to hear that much about those kinds of stories. Now, does this equate on a one-to-one basis here that, we're caring about the Wagners in this case because they're white? I can't say that entirely, but it is naive in my view to say that these factors, race and the class don't play any part in what the media chooses to cover and not to cover, particularly when it comes to violent crime.
We're talking to Michael Roberts. He reports on the media industry here in Colorado for Westword. You can check out his work at www.westword.com. He's got a new blog post up this morning asking, does Denver media care more when white people are shot? This comes in the wake of a murder-suicide attempt yesterday near Mineral Avenue, on Mineral Avenue. And just before I forget, Mike also has a post up about Jay's health, Jay Marvin's health, which we will link to on the www.am760.net website. So if you're looking for information on Jay's health, the latest update there, it links you right over to Michael's piece on this. Well, let me go back to the story about if not racial preference, then maybe latent racial overtones in the coverage of murder and violence here in Colorado. Because I remember when I was living in Washington D.C. for example, there was the big Chandra Levy affair, which was and I can't remember. Oh, Gary Condit, right? That
Gary
was his
Condit,
name.
Correct.
Gary Condit, the congressman. It was a big scandal. Who murdered Chandra Levy? Where was Chandra Levy? And she was, of course, a relatively affluent white woman. And a few people brought up the point that, hey, you know, why is this getting so much attention in Washington, D.C. when there's a huge number of carjackings and violent crime and murder in the overwhelmingly African-American parts of the city? And those murders and violent crimes get almost no coverage. And it gets down to a decision about what is newsworthy and what isn't. And so I guess the question is, how much of this is, in Colorado's case here, how much of it is it's more newsworthy when something happens that is perceived to be unexpected or rare or shocking? Now, obviously, there are probably racial overtones in that news decision, right? I mean, people don't expect, we've grown, or maybe the media doesn't expect there to be a murder-suicide in the middle of the day in a neighborhood that is known to be pretty safe. And so is that a news decision that is racially based in the sense that it's not expected to be there, so it happens there, so it's a shock, a quote unquote shock, but in other neighborhoods maybe that are more ethnic or have more minorities where crime rates are higher, it's not as much of a shock and therefore it's not as newsworthy? Is there a racism that plays in there?
Well, you're echoing the point that I made at the outset. There are certainly unusual characteristics about this particular incident yesterday. And it's a sad truth that you outlined that in some areas there is much more crime and much more violent crime, and we become numbed to it. It just becomes part of the background noise. But the death of any of these other 23 folks is just as newsworthy to their friends, family, people in their neighborhoods as the shooting that took place yesterday in the Littleton area. And there are also sort of socio-political ramifications to these things that I think the media needs to do a better job of exploring. You know, why do we just accept this kind of violence? What are the ways in which we can try to prevent these kinds of things from happening? And does our simple acquiescence to these kinds of events almost create a momentum for more of them, just to say, oh, well, it happens in this neighborhood and there's nothing we can do about it, and shrug and walk away?
And I think that plays to the point where it's not that it's there certainly is a racial factor here. But let's be clear. This kind of situation and result happens all the time. We barely ever hear, especially on the front page, of deaths in Iraq,
mm-hmm.
right? Because that's what we've grown to expect, that soldiers get killed in Iraq. And so whereas at the outset of the war, when one or two or three soldiers in a day were killed, it was a huge story in the news. Now it's lucky to even make the back pages of the news, because the people making news judgments are basically saying, look, this is what we've come to expect. It's not all that shocking. And the news is based on shock value. So I agree with you. But again, I I think there is a racial aspect to this. If what is really going on in the news industry is, well, you know, African-American violent crime or violent crime and murders in the Latino community is just something that happens all the time there, so it's not important, it's not newsworthy. There is a real, I think, racial bias there, and it's also it creates a self-fulfilling spiral, right? If it's not covered properly, then it doesn't get the attention it needs to get from public policymakers, from the community at large, and the problem potentially continues to go on unaddressed.
Yeah,
I wonder. I wonder if you think this has been going on for a long time here in the state and in our community, or whether this is just a really good example of it, or whether this is becoming more of the norm now.
Well, I think it has been going on for a long time, but I think that the situation has grown worse in part because of some things that we've discussed on your program in the past, resources for the media. Because of tough economic times, there are fewer reporters at TV stations, radio stations, newspapers. And so they're having to prioritize, and it just so happens that these kinds of things tend to fall to the bottom of the roster, and the violent crime that took place yesterday in Littleton, because of its unusual nature, it jumps to the top of that list. But there is less push to say, okay, maybe, you know, there are more crimes in Hispanic areas, for example, but that doesn't mean that we should treat them as unimportant or give them short shrift.
Well, my final question for you, and we're talking to Michael Roberts of Westward. His post on Westward's blog, www.westward.com, does Denver media care more when white people are shot? Does this speak to what the media in our state and our community thinks is the audience? By that I mean, is part of the racial aspect to this the belief on the media's part here that they are mostly broadcasting and mostly looking for an audience of white people, and that crime in white neighborhoods or white-on-white crime is more interesting and more newsworthy to a white audience, and, you know, forget about the African-American audience or the Latino audience?
I think there's certainly an argument to be made on that end of things. One of the things that I noted in looking at the coverage of this story, the Wagner story yesterday, is the huge number of comments that they've gotten. It suggests that this story does echo with the demographic that is visiting TV websites. But that also, to use a phrase you used earlier, is a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you are targeting that area, then those are the people who tend to gravitate towards your coverage, and you tend to marginalize or alienate people who don't fall into that demographic, and so they look other places.
That's such a good point. It's basically, if you create media for white people, don't then say that because you only have a white audience that you should, that's why you're not playing to an audience that's more diverse.
Mm-hmm.
What you create is, you know, it's the old marketing and advertising paradigm that in many ways the media creates desires. It creates its audience through the content that it provides. It's a symbiotic relationship. Who you attract is in part a reflection of what you as a media operation is producing. Michael Roberts of Westward, you can read his post at www.westward.com. The headline, does Denver media care more when white people are shot? Michael, thanks for taking the time this morning.
David, thank you.
8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin on a beautiful Front Range day going up into the mid-90s. So it's going to be a scorcher out there. After the break, we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. The question, does Denver media care more when white people are shot? What do you think about this? And why do you think, if you agree, why do you think Denver media cares more about crime or problems or challenges in the white community than perhaps in the African-American, Latino, or other minority communities. 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And feel free to disagree. And also, if you want to talk about the national media, too, let's talk about that. Do you think the national media cares more about white-on-white crime, white issues, and downplays issues that affect minority communities? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Things really starting to clear up for us. Crews cleaned up that crash eastbound 6th Avenue at I-25. Going to still hit the brakes at Federal due to those delays and backups. Southbound 225 also really heavy for us right now. Parker Road down to Greenwood Village at the I-25 interchange. Also going to be a little heavy coming into downtown. I-70 past Spear Boulevard. Three cars involved in a crash in the cleanup phase. Leedsdale and Forest. Also got this accident involving a dump truck at 60th and Federal. Forecast mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Isolated thunderstorms perhaps this afternoon. Could be our hottest day yet so far this summer. Highs reaching into the mid-90s, possibly 95. Right now, 69 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
DU's College of Professional and Continuing Studies encourages working adults to examine customizable master's degrees for working adults online or evenings. Attend an open house on August 12th. UniversityCollege.DU.edu. That's UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
Yeah, we've been married a long time, and things are okay, I guess.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The miles ahead. Let Midas keep your car ready. Midas is total car care. From replacing your brakes and changing your oil to a full range of tire services, factory scheduled maintenance, tune-ups, and advanced diagnostics. And great service comes with great value. Just go to Midas.com for special offers. For total car care, trust your car to the experts. Midas, we're on this road together.
It's all-in-one protection, and it's been raved about by USA Today and Computer World. The diagnosis is free. Just log on to MyCleanPC.com. Even if you have antivirus software, your computer could still be infected. Find out instantly with a free comprehensive diagnosis at MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slowly or you're still getting pop-ups, you need to get your free diagnosis from MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
AM 855 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Been all over the map today. Started out talking to a lawyer, Herbert Fenster, who's going to be filing that lawsuit against Tabor, saying that it violates the U.S. Constitution. Then we talked to Chris Anderson, the editor in chief of Wired magazine, one of the best magazines in the country, about his new book, Free, The Future of a Radical Price. And if you want to check out the podcast, if you missed those interviews, you can check out the podcast at www.am760.net. And you can always instant message us if you want to chime in on the conversation but don't have time to call in at www.am760.net. We're talking right now in these couple minutes before the top of the news about Michael Roberts from Westward, his piece on their website, www.westward.com. Does Denver media care more when white people are shot? he basically looks at how we've gotten a lot of coverage, a lot of media coverage about the shooting yesterday, the murder and suicide attempt yesterday near Mineral Avenue, on West Mineral Avenue, and this was a white-on-white crime, and how this has gotten a lot more coverage than the other 23 murders in Denver over the last year that have been primarily not involved white people. And so he's asking the question, is there a racial bias in the media coverage here in Denver and in Colorado when it comes to violent crime? What do you think? 303-713-7600. George in Denver, you're on AM 760. Hello, George.
I like to say that your program is very interesting. You're probably one of the more brighter people on the radio, and I really appreciate that you're on, and I wish you were a more permanent fixture.
Well, thanks, George. I appreciate it.
So my question is, which lives are valued more is probably the more relevant question for me. I think that has not been discussed. I think that perhaps when these incidents happen, they look at who it is, what do they contribute to the community. If they're not perceived as contributing to the community, then they're not taken a look at. I think that it's not a lack of police in the neighborhood to stop crime in some of the poor neighborhoods, but I think it's probably it's not preventive. It's more of reactionary to the problems in those communities, and so no one's really concerned about it. I guess there's an expectation, well, people like that are going to behave in that manner, so it's something that we learn to expect. If we become kind of cold to those incidents of violence when they occur. And there's not really a champion for them to look deeper into why those crimes are continuing to happen in this day and age.
I couldn't agree more, but I do think, and I'm not saying you're saying the opposite, but I think there's a symbiotic relationship. Our politics are driven so much now by media that when the media doesn't do its part to focus in on those problems, especially the problems when they occur in such an overt way. Violent crime, I mean, violent crime is not a difficult thing to cover when it happens. It's a big deal no matter where it happens. But if it gets disproportionate coverage when it happens in the white community and gets ignored when it happens in minority communities, it tends to not become a political issue to deal with the underlying problems. Thanks for the call, George. All right, stick around. We'll do more of this topic and more after the national news.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Congressman Jared Polis will be with us. We'll talk to him about health care and the cash for clunkers controversy.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Burbank Airport in California. After being held 5 months in North Korea, two American journalists are back.
The past 140 days have been the most difficult, heart-wrenching time of our lives.
Laura Ling and Yuna Lee returned here to Southern California just over 2 hours ago. This after former President Bill Clinton went to North Korea, enabling their release. As the two women got off the plane here, there were scenes you would expect. Tears, embraces, smiles, the touching of hearts. After being away since March, Laura Ling said, now is the time to be with loved ones.
We are just so anxious right now to be able to spend some quiet, private time getting reacquainted with our family.
In Washington, President Obama said today he's extraordinarily relieved that the two women have returned safely. I'm Steve Futterman, live at the Burbank Airport in California, now with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
Well, Senate debate is resumed on the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to be the next Justice of the Supreme Court. Live to Capitol Hill and CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss.
Sotomayor is expected to easily win confirmation when the Senate vote comes in the next day or two. But first, there is extensive debate. Jean Shaheen is a Democrat from New Hampshire.
She is more than qualified to sit on the Supreme Court.
And I'm really somewhat perplexed by why the vote on her nomination will not be unanimous.
It certainly won't be. With pressure from the NRA and others, most Republicans are opposing Sotomayor, arguing she is too liberal or biased or has too much empathy. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
If suburban Pittsburgh police think they know the motive, they're not saying. A gunman walked into a gym and began randomly at people taking an aerobics class last night. This woman says people fled for their lives.
People were running towards them because we didn't even know they couldn't get out, you know.
When it was over, people including the shooter were dead. 9 others were wounded. Sources close to the investigation have identified the gunman as George Sodini. CBS News correspondent Susan Copeman reports the shooter apparently meant to strike earlier.
It appears as though this had been planned for many months. He had chickened out at one point. He came to the gym with guns, ready to commit murder, and decide to try again.
Well, nearly 2 months after his disputed re-election, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has been sworn in for another term as Iran's president. But opposition leaders boycotted the ceremony, and in the streets, hundreds of supporters of rival candidate Mir Hossein Mousavi demonstrated. Los Angeles Times reporter Borzu Deragahi's in Beirut, where he monitored the swearing-in and the aftermath.
Pro-government hardliners were spotted beating some of the demonstrators and tossing them into waiting police vans. There was tear gas fired.
The Cash for Clunkers auto-buying incentive program appears to be headed for a rescue, with a Senate vote expected later today or tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Hi, this is Sally Field. I always thought calcium and vitamin D and exercise would keep my bones healthy, but I got osteoporosis anyway. So my doctor started me on once monthly Boniva, and he told me something important. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss.
Boniva Ibandronate Sodium is a 150 milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis, CRAD, and Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva if you have low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
I've got this one body and this one life, so I'm doing my best to build strong, healthy bones. Ask your doctor if Boniva is right for you.
Boniva, help stop and reverse bone loss. For a free trial offer, call 1-800-4-BONIVA or visit boniva.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Healthcare reform may or may not get voted on before the congressional recess, but Colorado's congressional delegation is not waiting to hold public hearings on the proposal. Jared Polis has one scheduled today in Keystone. 2 other Democrats tour a Denver clinic tomorrow, and Colorado's 2 congressional Republicans have town hall meetings scheduled for later this month. If you're a working mother, Denver is one of the best places in the country to do both those jobs. Forbes Woman Magazine, largest metro areas in the country. They looked at things like wages, unemployment, cost of living, schools, and crime. Denver came in at number 10. New York was number 1. A company that runs tourist trains reportedly has interest in reviving the ski train between Denver and Winter Park. Iowa Pacific runs excursion trains in a number of states. The ski train stopped running last April because of high costs. In sports, the Rockies beat the Phillies 8-3 last night. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where southbound I-25, a little bit slow downtown. Same deal on 225 after Parker Road towards DTC. Now, the delays are there, but they're not so bad as to really mess things up, but they will tack a minute or two onto your right. They're cleaning up an accident, 6th Avenue, just west of I-25. On the other hand, where things are back to normal, both 270 as well as C-470. Off the main roads, a couple different crashes could still get in your way. Leesdale and Forest, that one occurred right around Alameda, and then 60th and Federal. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be another hot day with a high of about 94, 95 degrees. There is a chance of seeing some scattered showers, most likely after 2 p.m. Overnight low dropping down to 63, currently 71 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you want to learn which careers will be in demand?
Ladies and gentlemen,
once upon a time, there was this kid who had a body hair problem, discovered he was a werewolf, and that he had some pretty cool basketball skills. Yep, it's 1985, and Teen Wolf is the movie sensation of the year. Wish you could go back and do it all over again? You can't. Warner Brothers Pictures reportedly have begun the development of a Teen Wolf remake.
When it comes to operating systems for your computer, you don't really have many options. After Windows, Linux, and Mac OS X, you'll struggle to think of any more. Thankfully, the guys at Google want to add one more to the list, Chrome. Based on their 9-month-old web browser of the same name, Chrome will initially be created for low-cost netbooks and will be created with the help of the open-source programming community.
Gentlemen.
Potter has been defeated. Disney's new G-Force movie has snatched the number one spot from Potter thanks to opening weekend box office sales of around $32.2 million. The movie mixes live action with animation and features the voice of stars including Nicolas Cage and Penelope Cruz. The Half-Blood Prince came in second with earnings of around $30 million.
Gentlemen.
Presenting the one, the only.
Entertaining.
30 Rock is leading the way at this year's Emmy. The Tina Fey comedy, which is set behind the scenes of a fictional TV show, has been nominated for a whopping 22 awards, beating off competition from shows including The Office, Family Guy, Mad Men, and Flight of the Conchords. The ceremony will take place in L.A. on September 20th.
Just as you were starting to get to grips with 3G speeds on your cellular device, Verizon announced that it will trial its 4G network later this year. What does this mean for you? Well, nothing, unless you live in either Seattle or Boston, as those cities are first cities to get to try the new network. Long term, the company announced that they plan to launch in up to 30 markets next year.
Met with Senate Democrats at the White House, and he urged them to persevere in trying to get a bipartisan deal on health care, but left open the possibility that they might have to pass a bill with only Democratic votes if Republicans insist on obstructing the whole process. Some good news off the wire in the same health care vein. Obama has announced a trip. He will be doing a town hall meeting, probably on health care, in Bozeman, Montana. Now, why is that important? Well, the chairman of the key committee in the Senate that has been obstructing health care, he's a guy by the name of Max Baucus. He's taken about $3 million in health care money from the industry, and he represents, that's right, Montana. So it sounds like the president may be stepping up his leadership on health care, taking it right to the home state of the most important and most obstructive Democrat on health care issues in the Congress. Very, very good news, if you ask me. New York Times reports that the new head of the Bureau of Consumer Protection at the Federal Trade Commission says it's time for major changes to online advertisements. In an interview, David C. Vladek outlined plans that could upset the online ecosystem. Privacy policies have become useless. The commission's standards for the cases it reviews are too narrow, and some online tracking, says Vladek, is now completely Orwellian. So that's going to shake up the online world. A trade group representing coal producers and power companies says that it indirectly hired a lobbying firm that sent fake letters to lawmakers, purporting to be from nonprofit groups opposed to climate change legislation. So we've got an issue here of what they call astroturfing, where corporate special interests in Washington hire lobbying firms to make it seem as if there's a grassroots uprising for or against a piece of legislation. And what we see is the corruption often at the core of that astroturfing. In this case, the letters that are purportedly being sent from the grassroots, now we know that on this issue, they have been fake. The Washington Post reports less than 10% of delinquent borrowers eligible for the Obama administration's foreclosure prevention program have received help so far. So that is bad news, that the money is not getting out there. The Cash for Clunkers program, the Senate is expected to extend that program, although data coming out from the Transportation Department adds a little bit of a wrinkle to the whole matter. The program has been so successful that it has run short of money. So in terms of consumer popular response to it, it has been fantastic. And as a side note, I was happened to be watching Hardball a couple days ago. I don't usually watch that show. I never watch. I've learned to avoid that show like the plague. I've learned that every single minute that I spend looking at Chris Matthews is a minute that I become more and more and more apocalyptically depressed about the state of the world. However, I happened to be flipping through the channels, and I saw this lobotomy case named Michael Smirkanish. He's a conservative radio talk show host from Philadelphia. Truly an example of a lobotomy case being put on the airwaves. And he's on there, and he says, you know, the American public is afraid that health care reform will be just like this Cash for Clunkers program. Well, wait a minute. The Cash for Clunkers program, the only problem that it's had has been that it's so wildly popular that they need to expand it. If Americans are quote unquote afraid that the healthcare program is going to be like the Cash for Clunkers program, I would say that they're not afraid, because again, the Cash for Clunkers program, the only problem with it is it's been too popular. Now, there's one wrinkle, as I just mentioned, with the Cash for Clunkers program that is a little bit problematic in a different way. Part of the benefit of the program, not for consumers, but for the economy, is that it's supposed to drive a certain amount of economic resources into the domestic car industry. Well, four of the five top-selling cars in the government's Cash for Clunkers program are made by foreign automakers, according to new data released by federal transportation officials. Now, the single biggest seller has been the Ford Focus. But in aggregate, 80% of the program has been used to buy foreign cars. And that speaks to, I think, the fact that the American car companies really need to step up their innovation on fuel efficiency. Just a reminder of that. In media news, former Minnesota Governor Jesse the Body Ventura will host a new television show called Conspiracy Theories with Jesse Ventura beginning this fall. And as I've always said, I'm fascinated by conspiracy theories, as long as they don't get too way out there on the fringe, as long as they are rooted in legitimate questions. So, for instance, I think questioning the circumstances of John F. Kennedy's murder is completely legitimate. I think pretending that Barack Obama was born in Kenya is insane. Those are my basic parameters. The Washington Independent reports that rules to regulate home appraisals are now stymieing not only the appraisal industry, but also home buyers, that it's becoming harder to buy a home because they're finally cracking down on appraisals. Arlen Specter back in the news. Yesterday we reported that he is going to face a primary for the Democratic nomination in his reelection fight in Pennsylvania. Remember, he made headlines for switching parties a couple months ago. He is offering legislation now that, if enacted, would reverse a 2007 Supreme Court decision and expand the number of entities shareholders can sue in corporate fraud cases. The Supreme Court, which has turned into really a disgusting rubber stamp for corporate America on almost every single issue, in 2007 issued a ruling that said shareholders who are defrauded by the companies they own cannot also sue in a class action the companies that help their companies defraud them, the banks, the investment banks, that kind of thing, basically protecting a huge swath of potential wrongdoers. And so this bill would reverse that. Technology news. The U.S. Marine Corps has banned Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and other social media sites from its networks, effective immediately. Quote, these internet sites in general are a proven haven for malicious actors and content, and are particularly high risk due to information exposure, user-generated content, and targeting by adversaries. This is the old, ooh, the internet is scary. I'm sure there's security concerns. But banning Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and other social media from the U.S. military, from members of the U.S. military, that seems a little bit extreme. More tech news. talk periodically here about how the presence of Big Brother and how the Apple iPhone has really been in some ways a Big Brother force in terms of limiting what applications can go on the iPhone. New story out now, Apple is rejecting a dictionary application for containing swear words. Remember, Apple has made headlines for rejecting the Nine Inch Nails application, it rejected an ebook reader, now it's rejecting a dictionary because the dictionary includes swear words. Big Brother stuff makes me really, really nervous. Even though I don't have an iPhone. Colorado news. U.S. Senator Michael Bennett, according to the Durango Herald, now is publicly on the record saying he supports the creation of an optional government-run health insurance plan as part of health reform. So that's good news. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, is set to be in Colorado for a visit to a medical clinic for the homeless north of downtown Denver on Thursday. She's going to be at the Stout Street Clinic, a walk-in medical facility and pharmacy run by the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Denver Mayor John Hickenlooper, according to the Denver Post, is asking police officers, firefighters, and sheriff's deputies to give back their negotiated 2010 pay raises or cut benefits to help close the city's budget gap. He's looking for ways to cut $120 million budget gap over the next 17 months. Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott McGinnis back in the news. He is attacking state workers for allegedly not processing unemployment benefit claims fast enough. New law goes on the books today, better protecting bicyclists. Under the new law, motorists must give cyclists a 3-foot berth while passing, and the law makes it legal for drivers to cross a double yellow line when safe to pass cyclists. This is good news. I'm a bicyclist, so I think this is good news. I think we need more bicyclists
in
the state.
That's bad news, Dave.
No way, man.
You want to get in this one for 1 second?
Yeah, man. You cannot complain about global warming and pollution and then also not make your roads safe for people to ride their bikes.
I'm all about making the roads safe for people to ride their bikes, but this just leaves all responsibility on the person operating the vehicle. What if a guy on a bike goes is not, you know, 3 feet off to the side, it comes into a driver's lane. Is he going to be given a ticket? No. All this does is put responsibility on motorists, not on bicyclists. And I've come off as, I guess, people think I'm a bicyclist hater, but I'm really not. I'm just saying equal responsibility. It's like when somebody in a bicycle causes a car accident, they're not liable for any of the damage. None, Dave, none.
Well, but here's the thing, is the bike can move a lot less rapidly than a car. Look, I'll put it this way. The law gives the right of way.
So when a bicycle...
Hold on, let me finish. I'll let you go. The law gives the right of way to entities based on how fast they can move, right? So if you're on the water, I remember I learned this when I was in summer camp. If you're on a sailboat, you have the right of way over a motorboat because a motorboat is moving faster and has more maneuverability, right? That's like when a pedestrian walks in the road. Now, if a pedestrian jaywalks and violates the law, then it's not the driver's fault. My point here is that the right-of-way is typically given to those entities that can't move by virtue of how fast they can move. And I don't think this bill is saying that a bicyclist can violate the law and be not at fault.
No, it's not, but it's giving them more protection.
Exactly. What's wrong with that?
Because bicyclists cause accidents too, but they're not held liable for it, Dave.
But that's a different. That's a question of enforcement.
No, it's not. But
that's an enforcement
but
question.
This is just saying enforce these motorists. Don't enforce the bicyclists screwing up things.
This is saying the rules about a bicyclist are this: you have to stay 3 feet
away.
You have to stay three feet away from them.
So if there happen to be in your motorist lane, you still got to slow down or get in the other lane and avoid traffic because you're in a more maneuverable car.
That's exactly right,
Dave.
Why?
Yeah, it's BS. Why
should cars be prioritized on the roads over bicycles?
The roads were built for cars.
No,
they were built for bicyclists.
That's your problem.
No,
that's your problem.
They were built for motorists, Dave.
That is your problem.
I'm going to get into this tomorrow too.
That is your problem. You're an auto elitist. That is what you are.
That's not what I am.
The roads,
no, I'm not.
You just said
they were built for. Who pays for the roads? Us with our reg. Do the bicycles pay for the roads?
Your tax dollars pay for the roads.
Then let's register bicycles.
But fine.
Let's register them. Then it'll be a little better.
Idea,
and when they cause accidents,
the
you can
idea
go after
that
them
the
too.
Roads are built only for bikes is absurd. I'm sorry, but only for cars.
No, they were built primarily for cars. Now we got to make them. The motor's got to pay
for
these widening of roads
for infrastructure. The roads were built for infrastructure. And you could argue
cars.
No, but then I could call you up and say the roads are built for trucks. Get the cars off the road.
Yeah, you could.
No, but I'm not going to make that argument because the roads are a public good.
Motor vehicles.
No, the roads are a public good. They're built for vehicles. A bike is a vehicle.
And you
cannot be complaining about air pollution and global warming and say you want to deal with the environment and then say our roads are only for we shouldn't use our roads for bikes. I guess this is going to be the topic right now. Forget the news. We're cutting the news update off here. We're going to get into this right now. Are the roads only for cars? Here goes the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Turk has opened it up. Are the roads only for cars?
Is that how you're going to frame this topic in this debate?
That's what you just said. You just said the roads are built for cars.
I didn't say they're. I said they were built for cars. Yes, I didn't say they're there for cars. I said initially roads were built for cars and trucks and
initially,
stuff and motor vehicles.
Right.
But who's paying for all the who's paying for the roads to be widened?
First of all of our tax dollars are being paid into a general fund.
Yeah. But what about these registration fees?
Yes,
what do those go for? Why don't
I'm open to the idea of a registration fee. I'm open to the idea of a registration fee for a bicycle. You're making a good point. That's a good point. But the underlying point that the road should prioritize motor vehicles over bicycles at a time when we can all acknowledge that
I'm just saying make it a level playing field for responsibility.
You did say prioritize.
Make it a level playing field responsibility-wise. So if a bicyclist comes into my lane and they come within 3 feet of my car, I'm the one who gets a ticket for it.
But, dude, that's not the issue, as the Big Lebowski might say.
That is the issue. If I'm driving down a lane and a bicyclist comes a little bit into my lane, if I don't move over and give him 3 feet, I'm going to get the ticket, even if I have to stop and slow down or go into another lane. Which is BS.
But
Dave,
the whole thing is, John, is that what that is saying is that you have to treat a bike like a car.
Right.
Why do you have a problem with that? That's actually the question.
Bikes aren't cars.
Yeah, but wait.
I hate motorcycles. I don't like motorcycles on the roads either, man.
Here's the question.
Get them off of there.
Here's the question. If every vehicle is supposed to be treated, would you agree that vehicles should be treated equally on the road? A car, a truck?
Semis, no. I think semis should be in the far right lanes like they do in California, too.
Oh, but my point is, everyone's got to follow the speed limit. Everyone has to stay in their lane, right? I mean, this is what we're talking about. Basic rules of the road,
yeah,
right?
Okay. Yeah. And I'm not saying
so
the
what you're saying
always
is,
follow the rules, but I see more bicyclists disobeying the rules
but
than
what
I do
you're
motors.
Saying is, because technically what should happen is a bicyclist should be in the lane on the road, and that technically you should have to follow behind that person. You shouldn't pass that person. Technically, you should have to follow behind the bike as if it was a car, because a bike is a vehicle.
Yeah,
which is what you're saying. You don't want to wait.
No,
you don't want to wait.
I'm not going to go 20 miles an hour up a pass on 285 because there's a bicycle lane. I'm sorry,
okay.
Dave.
So that's wrong. So the law has said if you're going to pass, if you're going to go faster than the bike, you got to respect certain rules. All right, we're going to get back to this.
Hey, can I read an instant message, though, real quick? I've only got one, so people can send them here as well. And I swear this is the only one I've gotten so far. Tell Sro to put the bong down. You're right on this, Turk. The Trailer Park Boys are in your corner.
You know what? I got to tell you, folks, do not come calling up here and complaining about global warming or air pollution, and certainly don't call up here complaining about traffic. And then say that you don't like bicycles on the road. If you're calling up like that, you got some sort of cognitive dissonance going on in your brain. All right, 925, the AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Do you think bicyclists deserve better protection on Colorado's roads? Or do you think Colorado's roads were built primarily for automobiles, and screw the bicyclists.
Hour protection for bicyclists.
713-7600 is 925. Speaking of traffic, let's get a traffic update.
Well, we don't have any bicycle auto accidents out there right now. Luckily, looks like we've made a nice clearing of the morning commute. Southbound 225, still a little heavy, but speeds in the 50s there from Parker Road down to the interchange. Still got this accident involving a dump truck at 60th and Federal. Spilled load, Stacy. Look out there. Your forecast today, mostly sunny to start, then a few clouds will develop this afternoon. Going to be hot, though, with a high near 95. Isolated thunderstorms also a possibility this afternoon. Right now, downtown, checking in at 73 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Save with all-new super price reductions at King Supers. You'll find them on products like...
Attention Boulder County residents. Did you know you can go solar now with no money and one low annual payment? Rebates and tax incentives can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 60%. You could save as much as $40,000. Learn how Wednesday, August 5th, 7 p.m. at the Louisville Recreation Center. Save up to $1,000 more just by attending this event. RSVP at solarips.com/climatesmart or call 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Expert.
Blog, a news site, or even a small local business, Google AdSense is for you. Get started in minutes at google.com/onlineads.
Hi, I'm Nancy Gallo. My family has always loved red wine, but now we have even more of a reason to enjoy it because research suggests that an ingredient in red wine called resveratrol could actually help you live longer, despite your diet or lifestyle. The only problem? You'd have to drink 278 glasses of red wine to achieve any health benefits. So, while I love red wine, I take Venitrol to get the resveratrol I need. You see, each capsule of Venitrol has the anti-aging benefits of 278 glasses of wine without the alcohol.
As a special offer to this station's listeners, we're offering free trials of Venitrol when you call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes.
Venitrol is all natural, and it's packed with a powerful antioxidant that could help you live 10, even 20 years longer, despite your diet. So drink red wine with your dinner. But take Venitrol for your health.
For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-600-6680 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-600-6680.
How would you like to lose weight for free? Hi, I'm Steve Bostick for Right Size Smoothies.
And I'm Scott Johnson. For a few months now, we've offered an incredible deal to the public. Use Right Size Free for 2 full weeks and see how much weight you can lose before you pay for them.
But some of you haven't called, so we're offering one last chance to take advantage of this popular offer. These people called.
I lost weight within a couple days. Now I'm down 120 pounds.
A free trial sounded like a no-brainer, so I called. Within the first week, I'd lost a lot of weight.
I knew within a few days I finally found the answer. I've lost 44 pounds.
Right Size Smoothies contain an appetite manager called Apamine that knocks out hunger cold. You'll see results early, so you'll know you can do it.
How much weight can you lose in 2 weeks? Try Right Size Free and find out. You could be our next testimonial.
For your free 2-week trial, call 1-800-900-0805. That's up to 30 free smoothies. 1-800-900-0805. 1-800-900-0805.
Bicycle, bicycle. Bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle.
9:29 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Is it open? Turk, open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
Sorry, man, I got two things playing on one server.
And you're trying to argue with me over bikes.
And screen right. Phone calls, sorry.
So the question of the hour, the AM760 Progressive Dojo is unexpectedly open. It's the first day of a new law in Colorado that it creates better protections for bicyclists on Colorado roads. One of the protections does mandate that cars have to stay 3 feet, at least 3 feet, away from bikes when passing them. And my argument is basically pretty simple. In a country that most of us, at least not the lunatics, and Turk, I don't call lunatic because he would agree with this. I think I'm speaking for him when I say he would agree with this. That we can all agree that we got a major air pollution problem. We got a major car emissions problem. And that the air pollution, car pollution problem, along, by the way, with the traffic problem, are caused by cars. Okay, so we can agree that pollution, both carbon pollution, regular air pollution, and traffic are caused by cars and caused by our dependence on cars. My argument's pretty simple, that you cannot acknowledge that those are pressing problems and then also say that the road infrastructure in this country should be primarily aimed at cars. That is, you should not be able to say, you cannot really say, at least not logically, that you really believe that it's a major problem, our pollution problems are a major problem in this country, but you want to continue prioritizing automobile use on our transportation infrastructure over bikes. And let me just read you some stats here. These are important stats about bicycles versus cars. David Lawyer wrote the ultimate paper comparing bicycle versus automobile energy use and found that bikes are two-thirds more efficient than cars, even after factoring in the energy to produce the extra food the cyclist requires to actually bike a bike. That means the food you eat and then you burn the energy. So it's two-thirds more efficient. If we spent our gas money on food to fuel our biking, it would take us 26 miles on beef, 48 miles on potatoes, 106 miles on beans, and 109 miles on rice. And here's the one that'll hit you hard. Using a bicycle to commute 4 days a week for 4 miles one way to commute to your job saves 54 gallons of gas annually. Now, if you can imagine a population where even a third of the country commuted to work, think about how many gallons of gas that is. So now I'll let Turk go here, and then we're going to go to the phones. It seems to me your argument...
You're trying to get us lost into some other debate here,
no,
Dave.
I'm
not debating that it's better for the environment if we all bicycled. I'm not making that argument. Make paths that aren't connected with the roads on the side of the roads.
I agree with that.
You know, let them be on the paths where the pedestrians
are,
too.
Bike lanes are a good thing,
bicyclist almost take out a pedestrian?
In lieu of bike lanes, I don't think it's the right thing. You're saying you would just want to continue prioritizing automobiles over the rights of bikes on the roads, and I just think that's not right.
All right, well.
No, but I want to just say this. I think you're making a good point about the fact, if your point is this, that bicyclists shouldn't be allowed to be extra legal. I mean, I agree with that.
They have,
right?
They have so much protection, Dave. It seems like they're a special class of people that can go out on the roads and do whatever the hell they want with no responsibility.
I think that's an enforcement issue.
Yeah, if they hurt themselves, that's their major goal.
But
they aren't going to get slapped with some, or not their major goal, but that's a major problem for them if they get killed or hit by a car. That's an issue for them. That's an ultimate sacrifice they take when you get out on a bike and go cruising around on like on 285 or something on a highway.
I just think you're talking about an enforcement issue. I agree that bicyclists should have to follow the law.
Yeah. I do too.
So is your problem with the law, or is your problem...
Is there a thing in that law that says that bicyclists, if they come within 3 feet of a car and they're not in their bicycle lane, they'll be charged? No.
Well, but a lot of roads don't have bicycle lanes.
Exactly. So get on the path.
There is no path.
Get on the sidewalk.
That's illegal too.
Then find roads that you can use. It's like, you know, I see people cruising around 17th and 18th on roads that go on opposite traffic and one ways. Well, just go down one extra block and go with traffic with traffic on a one way.
All right. So you heard it there. You heard it there, folks.
I've been fired up about this one.
All right. You heard both sides, folks. We're going to open it up. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open.
Fear does not exist in this dojo. Does that exist in this dojo? Does it? No, Sensei!
All right. Russ from Littleton. Russ, you're in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo.
How's it going? I just wanted to make a quick point, and I'll let you talk again. I've noticed a lot of times, like when you're riding down the road and the biker's in the middle of your lane of traffic, there's a bike lane that's like 8 feet wide running the entire length of the road right next to him, yet he's doing 20 miles an hour in a 50 zone. When he could be on the sidewalk. So I don't think that if anything...
Is it the sidewalk or is it the bike path?
I mean, that's bike paths or sidewalks.
Well, no, hold on. And that's an important distinction. That is an important distinction, though. Really.
Well, okay, but really, I mean, let's think about this. The little kids use the sidewalk because it's unsafe to ride in the road. So does age dictate safety levels? So the older you get, the safer it is for you to venture further out into traffic?
You are not allowed. Again, this might be an enforcement issue. You are not allowed to be biking on a sidewalk. That is, and by the way, the people who want that tend to be, I mean, there are pedestrians who don't want that. I mean, lots of pedestrians don't want to have to dodge bikes. That is a truly dangerous situation if you actually think about it.
A lot of car drivers don't want to have to dodge bikes.
Yeah, I know, but hold on a minute. The car issue is not an issue of physical safety. The car issue is you don't want to slow down. A bike on a sidewalk is quite literally an issue of the bike hitting a pedestrian.
Honestly, though, it has nothing to do with slowing down. Like, I had a bike sketching off the side of my car down Kipling one morning. That's a safety concern.
They were doing what off your car?
You know how those skateboarders do that sketching thing? The dude grabbed a hold of the bed of my truck and was using my truck to pull him down Kipling.
Well, that ain't legal.
No, but he did it.
Well, I understand. Look, we got to differentiate between people doing illegal things that should be enforced and what should be allowed and what shouldn't be allowed. In other words, I can give you an example, Russ, of somebody doing something really illegal in a car that they had no consequences for, right? They cut me off. You know what I'm saying? So just because there are some bicyclists out there who break the law or are stupid, we're talking about the issues of the law. Do you think bicyclists, Turk is basically making the point that he thinks that the law, and tell me if I'm speaking out of turn, Turk, that the law overprotects bicyclists.
Bicyclists, absolutely. I think, feel like they're above the law. Yes, and I agree with what you just said, 100%.
That the law overprotects bicyclists.
Yes,
I'm sorry, but if you're going to ride your bicycle on the road, you need to have the same consequences as a motor vehicle driver. So
I don't disagree with that.
Driver, you need to lose your license for traffic violation.
I don't disagree with that, but what I'm saying is that I think that the statutory protections for bicyclists, for how motorists have to treat bicyclists, I think we need to make them as strong as possible. Because I think we need to make the road, in order to deal with a pollution problem, an energy problem, an ecological problem, we need to make the roads as safe and as usable for bicyclists as possible. Russ, thanks for the call. Eric in Arvada. Eric, you're on AM 760.
Hi, David.
Hey there.
Hey, you know how much I like you guys, but you messed with my sensei Turk, and I won't have it. I will not have it. I think you pulled a capless on me, and you assigned him an ulterior agenda to the thing, and I think all he was trying to say is actually what you guys have hashed out here, is that everything has to be even and equal. All of us can come up with some kind of a story to where either the car or the bicyclist was completely in the wrong and probably got away with it. And I think all it is we have to come up with a system that we're going to protect both. It's impossible, and these types of fights are important, but all I ask you, save that kind of change in the topic for when you go after capitalists.
Well, I'm not changing the topic.
No, he didn't do that.
I wasn't changing the topic in the sense that I think we're talking about two different issues. The issue is There's one set of issues. Are the bicyclists on the road here, are they following the laws that they should be following? And Turk thinks there's a lot of bicyclists out there who don't. Okay, that's one. I'm going to acknowledge that that's entirely possible, but that's an enforcement issue. My point, though, has always been that any effort to strengthen protections, legal protections, for bicyclists on the road in terms of their rights of way, because they're in a more unsafe situation. I don't think that I support those protections, and I don't think that our laws of the road should be made to prioritize cars over bikes.
Okay, you're right. You know what? I should stop having vodka for breakfast. I missed it.
Amen. Thanks for giving us a call.
You bet.
All right. 9:40 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. We're unexpectedly opening up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. It's the bicyclists versus the motorists. John Turk.
I'm not saying people shouldn't bicycle. I'm just saying we got to figure out a way to make it safe for everybody. And it seems like all the safety requirements are basically on the motorist's back. None are on the bicyclist's back.
So you heard that's Turk's position. My position is that we need to make the roads as comfortable as possible for bicyclists because if we get more people out of their cars and onto a bike, we'll solve a lot of other problems.
Let's get more people into electric cars.
Well, I mean, I'm for that too, but remember, I mean, just look, I just went to China, right?
Don't give me some 12-year-old bicyclist that doesn't know the rules of the road, that he has basically more, you know, less responsibility than I, even though he's only 12 and shouldn't be on a road operating a what you call a vehicle. If a bike is a vehicle, maybe a 12-year-old shouldn't be operating one on a road, right?
Well, I'm open to that conversation, right? That people who violate the laws, whether you're a motorist or a bicyclist,
we all need to be protected on the roads.
We all need to be protected on the roads. But I do think we are in a country, I'll just go out on a limb here and say this, I do think as a country and as a community, our roads are already tilted towards the car and not the bike. And I think that's a problem. I think that, I mean, most roads in this country do not have bike lanes. Now, I just came from China, right? I went to China. Almost every single road in China has a bike lane. Almost every, because, and that was by economic necessity.
Because everybody cruises around like a rickshaw or something like that, right?
A lot of people ride bicycles. Why? Because they don't have a lot, they, for years, have not had a lot of resources to buy cars. And I think we ought to look at other countries that are doing that and take a page out of their playbook. We'll get back to this debate after, speaking of cars, a traffic update.
Nothing going on out there, Dave. Speeds in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways. They've even cleared that crash with the dump truck there around 60th and Federal. So really nothing to tell you about, just seeing the normal daily construction being set up. Your forecast today, good one. Mostly sunny, breezy, and warm. Isolated thunderstorms perhaps this afternoon. Could be our hottest day of the summer yet, with highs reaching the mid-90s. Right now, 75 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, your neighborhood Toyota dealers know your vehicle best and have the right tools for any job. During the month of August, take advantage of some great service specials and help make sure your Toyota continues to run like a Toyota. Toyota, the smart choice.
I understand the passion, brother.
Mario Solis Marich.
He was fiery and excitable.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
Hi, this is Dan Johnson, general manager at Len Lyle Chevrolet. Everyone knows about the government-backed incentive of up to $4,500 in the Cash for Clunker program. Well, as long as the government program lasts, Len Lyle Chevrolet will not only give you the government and factory incentives, but we'll give you the salvage value you'll trade in as well. Len Lyle Chevrolet guarantees to beat our competition by $500 or more. Remember, low overhead means low prices. We don't have fancy showrooms, we just have the lowest prices. Len Lyle Chevrolet, I-225 in East Colfax, or on the web at LenLyleChevy.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about Replace a Lens, a proud supporter of AM 760 Radio. Why not recycle and reuse your eyeglass frames by simply replacing your lenses? Other retailers want you to spend more by buying new frames and lenses. Go lab direct with Replace a Lens for the lowest price in town on lenses and eyewear. Tell Replace a Lens you heard this ad on AM 760 and get single vision lenses for $30 a pair, bifocals for $40 a pair, and progressive no-line bifocals for just $50 a pair. Replace a Lens is located in Denver on the southwest corner of Iliff and Trenton, just east of Quebec. Call 303-752-1234 or go to replacealens.com. Progressive lenses at progressive prices for progressive listeners. Replace a Lens. 303-752-1234. That's 303-752-1234 or replacealens.com.
1-800-200-7709. That's 1-800-200-7709. 1-800-200-7709.
If you're a contractor, four of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered the price of over 1,000 items pros use the most. Like 25% off all in-stock GAF Elk shingles sold exclusively at the Home Depot. Savings like that can then lead to the four best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through August 12th in U.S. only. See store for details.
Safe retirement question number 25. Want to know how to never lose your retirement and still take advantage of the stock market? Stop gambling with your retirement dollars. Tune in to the It's Time to Cover Your Assets show, Saturday afternoons at 12:30, right here on AM 760.
I bet you knew that fish oil is good for your heart, skin, joints, even memory and focus. But did you also know it's good for your wallet? That's right. Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products, and I've authorized giving away a risk-free trial of our Omega Berry fish oil with vitamin D and acai to anyone and everyone who calls now. Discover the miracle of fish oil for your skin, joints, focus, and heart health. To find out how to get your free trial, call now, 1-800-700-1392. It's pharmaceutical grade, it's ultra pure, and our formula offers up to 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, so you know you're making a great choice. Isn't it time you tried something that was great for your body and your wallet? Try it before you buy it, and I'll send you my new book, The Best Kept Secrets to Healthy Aging. The number for your free trial and free book is 1-800-700-1392, but you have to call now, 1-800-700-1392. 1-800-700-1392.
Hail damage, wind damage, roof damage. Have you had your roof inspected? Call Colorado Roofing for a free storm damage inspection. Call the local roofing company you know and trust. Beware the out-of-town roofer. Call Colorado Roofing. Go to ColoradoRoofing.com. That's ColoradoRoofing.com.
9:46 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. We're talking about the new law that strengthens protections for bicyclists. Do you think this is a good idea, or do you think bicyclists have too many rights already on our roads? 303-713-7600. Let me read a couple of emails and instant messages. You can always instant message the show. Comes right to us, www.am760.net. This one comes to us from Matt. Dave and John, love the bike discussion. Very important to the community. Please consider this. While the laws say that the roads are for bikes and cars, they're actually built with only cars in mind, and that's the root of the problem. Imagine if they allowed mopeds on the freeways. That would be ridiculous, but the difference in speeds between cars and bikes is very similar.
Can I read one real quick that just came down?
Sure.
And way to go, Tom. Way to go below the belt.
Did Turk's wife cheat on him with a bicyclist? What's with the bike? Hey, John, 99% of cyclists have a car unless they've paid registration fees.
That's
most
a
highway funds come
That's
from the feds.
That's a good point.
You're going to believe 99% of bicyclists
have
a car?
I mean, there are a lot of whatever. There's a lot of bicyclists
out there.
You can
agree with that stat if you want to.
I'm not agreeing with that
we
exact stat.
We all pay
stat.
For that.
Some cyclists are a-holes, but it's like any other group. Most of us are law-abiding and just trying to get along in life.
Kevin in Chicago, he writes in and says, I've got the solution. All cars must be equipped with battering rams draped in barbed wire to extend 3 feet from all sides of said vehicle. This will not only keep bicyclists 3 feet away at all times, but put them in lots of two-wheeled pain. Very, very nice. Very nice, Kevin. And then I got this email from Gary. David, I agree with you that the new regs are good for everybody. I think the most important issue is safety of the bicycle rider. The rider and the bicycle always loses an argument with a car. Turk is way off base. Sure, riders and drivers have the same responsibilities when on the road. However, drivers should always yield when there's a safety issue with a bicycle. Why? Because the bicycle always loses. That's a good point. All right, let's get back to the phones. 303-713-7600. Kenneth in Lakewood. Kenneth, you're on AM 760.
Yeah. Morning, Dave.
Hey there.
My name's Ken. I've been commuting to work for about 25 years, about 10 miles a day, 4 days a week. And I totally disagree with him. I think, actually, if you really go out and look, car drivers break the law probably 3-1 over bicyclists. I constantly ride, see people run stop signs, run red lights, turn wrong on the turn signals, use bike lanes for turn lanes, passing lanes. I have been hit twice on my bicycle where it was not my fault. And as I was going to say before, you got the emails. We pay registration vehicles. I drive a car every day. I never, ever have a problem with a cyclist. I think most of the problems with the cyclists and drivers is the driver's attitude.
Well, I think we can say this. We don't have the stats on us because you can't really come up with quantitative stats on this, but there are lawbreakers who drive cars, and there are lawbreakers who ride bikes, right? And no one's endorsing breaking the law. The question is, the real question is, are the laws right now too tilted to bicyclists, or are they too tilted in favor of the motorist? And that's the question.
I think they're fairly balanced. This law was just in a sense to have, it's not going to be heavily enforced. It's in a sense to make people understand that they have to yield and show safety. This is already a Colorado law as part of your driver's license. Any obstruction in the road, it is your responsibility as a driver to pass it safely.
That's right. That's right. And I think the other point of this is in the law, this law says that cars can go across a double yellow line in order to pass a bicyclist. So there's some latitude there for motorists to, there's some more legal latitude for motorists to comply with this law. And so I think that strikes a good balance. Thanks for the call. All right, we'll do one more call before another break. PJ in Conifer. PJ, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I live up here in Conifer. So the part of the problem is absolutely down in town, I have no problem with bicyclists, bicycling to work and stuff. Up here in Conifer, we have roads, North Turkey Creek, South Turkey Creek, and Deer Creek Canyon. These roads are so windy and so dangerous for cars by themselves that when we get these weekend guys who want to ride their bikes up and down them, it is just so dangerous. I mean, those roads were not built for bikes in mind.
But here's the thing. I don't know if they weren't built for bikes in mind, but I will say this.
They definitely weren't.
I will go this far with you. They were not built for cars and bikes to share at the same time. That's really what you're saying. Because any road that's built for a car, a bike can be on by itself, right? I mean, that makes basic sense. What you're really saying is that if they're both on the road at the same, that the road was not built for bikes and cars to be on at the same time. I'm going to agree with you there, but what I'm going to say is I think that's a problem. That is a problem. Because I don't think a road should prioritize one vehicle over another.
Well, my struggle is that bicyclists want the power of a pedestrian and a vehicle at the same time. And what's not fair is you're talking about a 6,000-pound vehicle versus, you know, a couple hundred pounds of a bicyclist. You know, and so to give...
Well, I'm not giving more power. I'm saying it's incumbent on the person driving the 6,000-pound vehicle to have to comply with certain laws to avoid.
Attitude is a huge factor. Patience. I admit, I lose patience
that's,
when I see a bicyclist riding on the road on these windy, you know, mountain roads up
look,
here.
Look, man, I grew up in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is known as the home of road rage. So I understand, you know, being impatient on the roads. And I think actually that is a big part of
this
debate.
I'm not going to disagree with you. Hey, I admit, I have no patience.
Hey, PJ, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good day, bro.
Okay. 9:53 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Do you think the laws in Colorado are too rigged, too tilted towards motorists on our roads, or do you agree with the new law that tries to tilt them a little bit more towards bicyclists? I don't think the new law tilts the overall laws to bicyclists. I think it moves it, shifts it a little bit away from being so in favor of motorists. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Speaking of cars, let's get a traffic update with John Turner.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to throw this out real quick. This is a quick one. This is from Jose. That's why God invented sidewalks. We don't let our kids ride bikes in the street because it's dangerous. Sick and tired of the prima donna cyclists.
Man, you're not allowed to. I'm telling you, folks, do not bike on the sidewalks. You're going to get in trouble. That is illegal.
No, you won't. It's not
illegal.
No, it's not.
It is illegal to bike your bike on a sidewalk.
Maybe in Denver.
I'm almost positive it's illegal to bike.
Yeah,
it's
right.
Technically illegal.
It
it's probably not enforced, but it's technically illegal.
All right, we'll check it out. All right, traffic. There is none out there. Things in the 50s and 60s on all the major highways between Denver and Boulder. They've even cleared up that dump truck crash at Federal and 60th. So really, nothing to talk about. Let's get some more of your phone calls next. Your forecast today. It's most sunny to start, then a few clouds will develop this afternoon. Going to be hot, though. High near 95. Isolated thunderstorms, also a possibility this afternoon right now downtown at 77 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Looking for a way to extend your weekend in Vegas? From summer concert series to events and pool parties, find your excuse at visitlasvegas.com.
Hi, my name is David Hickey, owner of 3M Construction. Have recent storms...
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you follow your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you? At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Credit Card Lawyers of Colorado. If you have credit card debt, I can offer you a solution much better than bankruptcy. It's called debt forgiveness. Debt forgiveness is legal, it's not bankruptcy, and you pay no upfront fees. Yes, you can wipe out your credit card debt, often in as little as 90 days, without bankruptcy. So get the word bankruptcy out of your mind. Call 800-877-5000 and get a free starter kit explaining how your credit card company, now more than ever, will work with you to actually forgive most of your debt. Call 800-877-5000 for your free starter kit. Learn how to qualify for this non-bankruptcy program. 800-877-5000, 800-877-5000, or visit creditcardlawyer.com. That's creditcardlawyer.com.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
The other day, my customer was washing his car. The cold water hit the chip on his hot windshield, and crack! If only he called Elite Safelite sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. An Elite Safelite repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
957 on AM 760. All right, let me just clarify. It is illegal in Denver, according to the statutes here, to ride your bike on a sidewalk in Denver. But it does vary by community. The state law, the overarching state law, says that in places where you're allowed to bike on the sidewalk, you, as a bicyclist, you have to yield to pedestrians. So if you hit a pedestrian with a bike, you're in big trouble. All right, let's take one more call here. Before we gotta head out, let's go to Vernon in Denver. Vernon, you got about 20 seconds.
Okay.
Fire away.
Hello, how are you?
You got about 20 seconds, man.
Okay, listen, I think that, this is a good law, and, we all should respect one another. The bicyclists should respect the automobiles, the drivers should respect the bicyclists. It's a simple thing of we all should be able to get out on the road and get to our destination safely.
That's exactly right, man. And that's what this is about. And we got two sides saying both sides are not respecting each other. My guess is tomorrow Turk's going to get to this. I'm out of here. See you next week.
This is a...
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
When it comes to working around the house, never underestimate the value of getting it done right the first time. At your local Ace Hardware, our associates are always ready with expert tips on the smartest ways to get the results you're looking for. We'll give you simple, straightforward advice that will help you save time and money. So the next time you're thinking about starting a project, consider the value of having everything you need just minutes away at your neighborhood Ace, the helpful place.
Ed Schultz is coming to Boulder with a tour for change. August 30th, Big Eddie will broadcast live from the CU campus talking about healthcare reform.
If you're in that neck of the woods, we'd love to have you with us.
Get more details, ticket information at am760.net.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado.